The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're live here for our second District 6A Showcase, and you may as well call the Clay County teams the Road Dogs rather than the Bulldogs as they prepare for what's going to be their ninth consecutive contest outside of Salina. Tonight they made the trek around Delhalla Lake to an always hostile gymnasium here in Byrdstown, Tennessee. Head coach Matt Walker and his 10-6 Lady Bulldogs find themselves right where they want to be this evening, battling against head coach Brent Smith and his 16-1 Lady Bobcats for sole ownership of second place in District 6A. While head coach Rob Edwards and his 14-2 Bulldogs look to stay atop the conference standings as they square off against the capable 10-6 Bobcat squad and their head coach Joseph Aminette. Few communities across the state have as much passion for their basketball as Clay and Pickett counties, and you can bet things are going to heat up quickly here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. And much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Shack and Over River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfasts, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show live from Byrdstown, Tennessee. It's our second Clay County broadcast of the season. For the second time this week, we are on the road with the black and gold. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll bring you the play-by-play action tonight. Throughout the evening, we'll be joined by Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. For now, I'm accompanied by the network's analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Quick turnaround, Daniel. Football, you know, we just had one a week. We're having to get right back into it.
Excited to do it.
But we might as well get used to it with our District 6A Showcase coverage. We're going to be on the air twice a week from here on out, and for 20 straight, well, this is the second of 20 straight conference games that matter, and there's no place I'd rather be than here with you for season three, actually, on the hardwood. And we've got a feature matchup statewide here between the Lady Bulldogs and the number four ranked Lady Bobcats to start this one off here in about 40 minutes.
It is big. They're tied for second place in District 6A. This one's going to decide a lot of stuff tonight.
I agree with you. And, you know, Clay County and Pickett County boys, their battles never disappoint either. You know, you talked about the atmosphere in the opener there. This is always a jam-packed gym. I already pulled my sleeves off tonight, as you did, because you know it's going to get heated up in here quick.
Going to get hot in here. Pickett County, one of those teams. Coach Edwards circles those gangs. He always wants to beat the Bobcats.
Right, and both of these Clay County teams, you know, they've just got one conference blemish on their record, Daniel. Both 4-1, both looking to get 5-2, 5-1. The Dogs kind of can solidify that first place spot probably, and like you said, the Lady Dogs shooting for second behind AP number 3 ranked Clark Ranks.
Lady Buffaloes always on top, seems like.
They are, and you know, it's going to be another epic night here on the Horizon Sports Network, and we're looking forward to it. But you know, we wouldn't have that opportunity without our sponsors, Daniel. They help us bring this Clay County coverage to all our fans that can't make it out to the gyms each night. And we can't thank them enough. Like I said last week, we got a few new ones, but you can't say enough about the ones that's been there from the very beginning.
That's right. Just a testament to the closeness and the support you get in Clay County.
It is pretty amazing, this community is. And we always like to say, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of our Del Hall Horizon newspaper we put out weekly, and we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of not only Tuesday night's game, tonight's game, and tomorrow night's game in next Wednesday's newspaper. Up next, as we do each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in this week's paper in our Del Hall Horizon recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what will appear in print about Clay County's big wins at Jackson County on Tuesday night. Coming up after these words from our generous sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Biosciences BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, and where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hall Horizon recap segment, where we usually summarize article detailing the most recent games that were in the newspaper. Of course, next week's paper won't be out until next Wednesday, Daniel. So instead of what was in print, here's a summary of what will be written about the Clay County team's wins over Jackson County. The story will probably detail how both CCHS squads notched another 6A win down in Gainesboro, and they're looking to carry that momentum into tonight in a busy upcoming league stretch
the Lady Dogs down the Lady Blue Devils without much opposition, Daniel. And they blew it open with a big second quarter. You know, Eliza Jenkins buried a pair of threes and put up 8 points in a Clay County 12-0 run to start the period, where they led 41-22 at the half when it was over.
It kind of was over there, like you say. We come back and have a pretty good third quarter. I know you're going to mention that for a second, but early domination.
It was early, and then we did have a big third quarter, including Katie Arms, who scored, I'm not quite sure, 6 or 7, maybe even 8 points of her 19. She, along with Rachel Kofas, both had 19 and helped the Lady Bulldogs blow out Jackson County 65-43. Eliza Jenkins finished with 10 on the night. Lauren Weaver had a pretty good night, came in with 7 points and made a three-pointer. Cherokee Upton and Kennedy May both scored 3. Abby Head and Dora McLean had 2 each. So the reserves got to see quite a bit of time in that one, too.
They played a lot early and often. Coach went to his bench early in the contest. We saw those girls throughout.
We did. And like those Clay County girls, the Dogs contest kind of followed a similar path, as they kind of let Jackson County hang around early before a momentum swing put it away for them before the halftime buzzer sounded. You know, Clay County outscored the Blue Devils 25-6 in the 8 minutes prior to intermission, Daniel, behind 8 points from Grant Strong, including a crowd-pleasing dunk that helped the Dogs jump out to a 39-14 lead at the break. But, you know, as much as that play was, you know, brought you to your feet, Daniel, in the score and put up 25 and a quarter, they held them to 6. Held Jackson County to a half dozen points in that second quarter.
As they came over to the sideline there and walked in, I heard Coach Edwards, who was right in front of us while we was broadcasting, ask his assistant coach, Andrew Meadows, how many to have? You know, that's a big deal to him. He wants to neutralize the other team's offense, and they did it.
And they definitely did, and they did it in the second half, too, as the Dogs went on to cruise, Daniel, to a 76-47 win as reserves again saw significant action in that one. Strong, besides the dunk, he led the way with 21 points. Mason Sharp, the other senior, had 13. He made, I think, 3 threes in that first half. Jeffrey Spivey had 11. Gunner Silk, 10. And Jake Ashlock, 9. So almost lacking 1 point, all 5 starters in double figures.
We talked about that all through the broadcast. All of them's potent scores. You can't just single on one of them, because if you do, the others are going to hurt you.
They will. And Bryce Bailey came in and led the reserves with 4 points on the night. 2 by Alec Kerr, Eli Smith, and Carson Sharp, and Heath Hensley. So a lot of names got in the scoring column there, too. And, you know, it's good to go ahead and take care of business early, get them out of the way, and get these reserves some time.
Playing 2 games a week, sometimes 3, it's nice to see those older kids get to sit down and watch.
Right, and nothing like a couple of wins down in Gainesboro from the Blue Devils.
Always a favorite thing of yours.
It is. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, including what we just went through in your Del Hollow Horizon. I want to ask you also to remind your friends that we're on the air right now, so if you're listening, copy our link and send it to one person for us, and that'll get the word out. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County basketball at rival Piggott County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Today, this is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Happy Sack and Obie River Markets. To begin, let's take a look at the championship history of tonight's girls' teams. The Pinckney County Lady Bobcats have advanced to 11 state tournaments. Their most recent trip was two seasons ago in 2018. Their tournament record is 15-6. They've captured five state championships. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournament appearances, most recently 8 seasons ago in 2012. Their tournament record is 13-9. We have had 4 state runner-ups and 1 state championship. We'll look at the series now between the Lady Bobcats and the Lady Bulldogs over the past decade. The teams have met 30 times in the last 10 years. Clay County is 13-17 against the Lady Bobcats during that time. However, the Black and Gold do currently hold a 2-game winning streak in the series. Thomas, lots of names here that we're going to share individual leaders. The girls' stats go back a little bit further than the boys. We'll start off with points scored in a contest against Pinckney County. That record is held by Tricia Fox, who scored 32 back in 1989.
What a game. We saw her daughter do similar things, maybe not against Pinckney County, but last year and the year prior. Free throws made, 2001. Deanna Donaldson, who's going in the Hall of Fame this year, one of our new members will be inducted next week. She had 13 free throws against the Lady Bobcats.
Three-pointers made, three girls tied. Michelle Chambers in 1998, Glenda Scott in 1990, and Taylor Strong in 2018. They all had 5 made three-pointers in a contest.
Assists, and both in the same year, Daniel, and they played on the same team, of course. Each had 10 assists against the Lady Bobcats, Melissa Webb and Tia Burchett. Both sports Hall of Famers.
Rebound leader, a big number here. Casey Cooper back in that state championship season of 2012. She pulled down 18 rebounds against Pinckney County.
Steals tied with 7 apiece in the game. Melanie Plumley and Tasha Ashlock. Ashlock back in my day, 1995. Plumley in 2000.
And finally there, individually, the block leader, Alex Grace, in 2013. She had 10 block shots against Pinckney County. Now we'll look at the boys' team's championship history. The Pinckney County Bobcats have made 10 state tournament appearances, most recently being 15 seasons ago in 2005, and their tournament record is 10-8. Pinckney County has 1 state runner-up and 2 state championships. The Clay County boys have made 9 state tournaments, most recently 2 years ago in 2018. The Bulldogs have a 3-9 tournament record and have claimed 1 state runner-up. Concerning the series with Pinckney County over the past decade, the teams have met 33 times. The Bulldogs are 25-8 against the Bobcats during that span, and the Black and Gold have a 4-game win streak in the series. Individual leaders here include, obviously, the point leader in 2017, Tyreek Key, had 41.
Free throws made goes to Jake Ashlock, who we'll hear from later tonight. Last year, made 13.
Three-pointers made, Landon Woodcock, 2018. He hit 7 three-pointers against Pinckney County.
Wish we could make 7 on them tonight. Assist, Heath Kimes and Tyreek Key tied for with 9. Kimes last year in 19 and Key in 15.
Rebounds, Jake Ashlock last season. He had 17 rebounds, working hard on the glass against Pinckney.
He dominated. Steals, Corey Hamilton had 6 steals against the Bobcats in 2012.
Finally, block shots, the great White Mabry in 2015. He swatted away 7 Bobcat shots. We'll go ahead and share a male and female from our Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. We do that each night during this segment on the basketball broadcast. Going to start off tonight on the female side with Jan Arms Kerr. Folks, when you're assembling a team of the all-time greatest Lady Bulldogs, you can bet that Jan Arms is going to be in the starting five. She was an extremely gifted athlete who was competitively driven beyond any of her peers. Under the tutelage of head coach Joe Sims, she set the bar high for her teammates and those future players to follow. Arms finished her career as one of only 6 players to this date who scored over 1,600 career points. Her mark of 1,682 made her the current all-time leader at the end of her career, and she's 5th now on the list currently. Arms also left Salina High School with 383 free throws, which is 2nd all-time, 934 rebounds, almost 1,000 rebounds.
Wow.
She is by far the leader in that area. 296 steals, she's 5th in that category, and 145 block shots where she sits 2nd. An all-around player amongst the cream of the crop across multiple statistical areas, Thomas. I wish Coach Sims were here. We'll talk to him later when he's here about her. Any comments?
Well, we talked about Sonya Smith in the last broadcast. she's covered, spanned some of these top tens, you know, but you're looking at top fives in every one of these, top twos in a lot of them. Jen Arms is an extremely great girls basketball player here for Salina, and, you know, we get to see her son play tonight, and he could get there.
He could.
And our male honoree, of course, Thomas Watson, the great coach. He was in the first inaugural class of the Hall of Fame, Daniel. He's the winningest boys basketball coach in Salina High School history. He guided three straight Bulldog teams to the state tournament in the 1980s. And Watson's teams had a 447 and 143 record from 1973 to 1991. And they included 11 district titles, 5 region championships, and 5 sub-state game appearances. He was also named Conference Coach of the Year 9 times and was twice named to coach in the Tennessee Athletic Coaches Association statewide all-star game. I'm glad he was our person tonight, because I wanted to mention all those things last week in our broadcast when we started the final word and didn't have the time to do it, Daniel. Just an amazing career for Coach Watson, and we get to sit alongside him tonight.
What impresses me, what I appreciate about Coach Watson is since his retirement from the school system, he has continued on in the community doing so many great things, hosts the Clay County Corner Radio Show every Thursday morning, does all kinds of stuff. I think of him around Christmas time at the square. He orchestrates all that. Just a great Clay Countyan, and he started that all those years ago, coaching ball. Folks, this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunch, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
FDIC.
You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brennan invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes right here at their home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Axlock and Strong Insurance. Because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
NTDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next, we'll hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes, right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County, heading up to Piggott County tonight, where the 14-2 Dogs will take on the 10-6 Bobcats, hoping to remain at the top of District 6A. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards and junior point guard Gunner Silk for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. Guys, appreciate you taking the time today. Good to have you, Gunner.
Thank you. Good to be here, Thomas.
All right. And, you know, went down to Jackson County downriver last Tuesday night, Coach. Always good to get a W down there.
It is always a tough place for us to play, traditionally, seems like. But, you know, Tuesday night was kind of the exception to that. I thought we played one of our better games of the season, maybe.
I agree with you. They stuck with you early, Gunner, but you end up, you know, putting it on them pretty good. They weren't a horrible team. It was good in the fourth quarter, the first quarter, but y'all kind of took control.
Yeah, we shot good from the three, and we played really good defense about the whole time.
And it kind of happened in that second quarter, Coach. And this guy right here, he was a big part of it with his defense, helped hold Jackson County to 6 second quarter points. It's easy to pull away when you can limit somebody to a half dozen.
Well, you know, if we could hold everybody to 6 points a quarter, we'd win a heck of a lot of games. You know, but credit guys like Gunner who take pride in their defense, and you know, they get stops on the defensive end, which leads to easy offense for us.
And Gunner, you know, Coach brags on you and kind of calls you that shutdown defender every time I ask him about you, but you know, besides your defense in that quarter, Grant Strong had a little highlight in that sequence. I'm sure that tomahawk dunk got you guys kind of fired up.
Yeah, it did. I wasn't expecting it, but it did get us all fired up. That really helped us.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I was taking stats and kind of looked up and just caught it. He got it off of steel, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think you guys were in a full court press, maybe.
Yeah, we was. We were surprised.
Well, haven't seen that since maybe Tyreek Key days a couple of years now, Coach. You know, I know it's just 2 points, but you got to talk about the dunk and how it kind of got the crowd going, and hopefully we're going to see more of it.
Yeah, it's, you know, a dunk, and especially in single-A basketball, you know, it's pretty rare. So for him to be able to get the steal there, anticipate that pass and get the steal and take it in and flush it like he did is a pretty big momentum swing for us. Forced Jackson County to take a timeout, and just really swung the game our direction, I thought.
Gunner, you knocked down a shot or two yourself in that game. You know, he does talk about your defense, and I know you thrive in that, and that's what you concentrate on. But there's a little more to your game, too. I've seen some improvement maybe out of your shot from behind the arc.
Yeah, practice, we really try to focus on getting the right shot, and if not, we'll kick it to the next person, see if we can get them a shot.
Coach, talk about this guy. You know, we talked about his defense, but, you know, he's become that kind of that floor leader, that general you've been looking for out of a point guard, and a pretty complete player Gunner Silk has become.
He does. He does what we need him to do, which is push the ball down the floor and get us into transition. And then, you know, he's gotten a lot better even just this season so far as recognizing when we don't have anything in transition and backing it out and then making sure everybody's where they're supposed to be before we start running some offense. So, you know, he's matured a lot this season in particular. But, you know, I think playing some minutes last year helped him too.
Right. And we mentioned Grant, but, you know, he's just one of the young guys that you're playing alongside this year, Gunner. You know, you and Jake and Mason, you know, you really brought them along. Talk about the process of helping those young guys as the only junior on this team.
Well, it's really hard, honestly, like trying to get young guys to realize you have to do certain things to make the team better.
Right.
And Jake and Mason help a lot. They're really good at doing their job and helping these young players become better and as each practice goes.
Well, you talked about it, you know, the talent they bring. Sometimes it is kind of hard to teach them what Bulldog basketball is all about. How have you guys done that?
Defense. Really stress defense. You know, like people coming off the bench and young players, coach says, you know, scoring's all right, but come in and play some defense and help us out.
Right, and we've seen that, and I think they've developed. Coach, young, old, whoever, you're going to need them all tonight as you head up to Pickett County. Going to be a good contest up there. It's always a big atmosphere. One of the solid District 6A matchups.
It is. You know, over the past 10 years, it's probably been the closest in the series as far as wins and losses is with Pickett County. It seems like we've played them a lot more than we've played anybody else. I know at least three times in the last 10 years we've played them four times a year.
Right. So semifinals and maybe catch them in the region.
Catch them in the region as well. So yeah, it's a Friday night in Pickett County. It's going to be a good crowd, a good atmosphere. It'll have a tournament type feel to it probably.
Agree with you, Gunner. Pickett County would love nothing more to knock you guys off. How are you handling this number three AP ranking? And you know you got a target on your back, night in and night out.
I just look everybody the same, never overlook or underlook anybody, really. Just go with the same intensity and you'll go well.
You know, plus it is the Bobcats, and kind of like I said to Jake Tuesday night about Jackson County, wins over them are just a little bit sweeter.
Yeah, they are. Just the intensity, their crowd is usually really fired up, and it feels good winning, and even just getting steals, just little things get you fired up, get the whole team fired up.
Coach, break the Bobcats down with us real quick. Don't have a whole lot of time, but what's the key tonight against what's become a pretty good team? I know they're young, too.
They are. They run a lot of good sets, and they try to get their best scorer, Zach Avenette, open for a good shot. And, you know, we're going to focus on that and hedge screens real hard. And Gunner here is going to chase him around and make it hard for him to get the ball. And I don't think anybody guards him the way that we're going to guard him. So we'll see. We'll go up there and we make a few shots, and we get that first rebound off the glass when they shoot it and go the other way. I think we'll be all right.
Sounds like a plan, guys. We're looking forward to another good one. We appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight.
Thank you, Thomas.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Echo Panels of Tennessee. Visit EchoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County traveling to Pickett County tonight, where the 10-6 Lady Dogs will take on the 16-1 Lady Bobcats, hoping to get to 5-1 in District 6A play. I'm here with Head Coach Matt Walker and junior point guard Rachel Copas for this edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Appreciate you both taking the time to sit down and talk with us today.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
As always, Coach, or here lately anyway, you guys went down to Gainesboro and kind of took care of business Tuesday night to remain tied for second in the league.
Yeah, they're a much improved team, but we got good contributions of a lot of different people, and I think finished it off the way we should have.
I agree with you, and you mentioned it. You had good outings from a lot of girls, and including this one sitting beside you. She and Katie both, Katie Arms had 19 apiece, and then Eliza Jenkins also scored in double figures for you.
She did. She shot the ball real well, and that's what happens whenever you got teams paying attention to Katie and Rachel. It opens it up for other people, and Rachel made the right play.
Agree with that. And, Rachel, you've been playing a while. You know, you came up with two of the Lady Bulldog legends, Kenzie Arms and Taylor Strong, and now that role's kind of reversed. You know, you were the young player then, and now you're one of the leaders of this team. Talk about the difference in last year and this year and how you've adjusted to kind of leading some of these young players.
Last year I was still point guard, but I felt like I still knew what I was doing out there, but I felt like I had other people to do scoring and stuff, and I felt like I just had to get them and let them do the plays. But this year I'm having to do the plays myself and get other people the ball and make plays for the whole team. So,
right. So your role's kind of changed, going from maybe just a pure facilitator to
a
scorer,
I'm not just
too.
A point guard, I'm a scorer, too.
Right. And talk about some of these young girls. I think you've got several of them that kind of look up to your leadership also.
Yeah, there's a lot of younger girls on our team, and I feel like each of them have a certain role, and each of their roles help us win every game, so right. It really helps.
And, Coach, Rachel, she's done a really good job in that new role, I think. You know, she's your floor leader, but she kind of brings it all, like she was describing.
She does. The scoring comes and goes. If she scores 20 or if she scores 6, it doesn't matter to me. One thing you can always count on Rachel is she's going to play hard. She's going to play hard. She's got a lot of big rebounds for us. She's actually our leading rebounder on the season from your point guard spot, so that's pretty impressive. And those are just flat out going and getting it. Guarding the best player most of the games, she gets after it.
I know she's averaging double figures plus, I think, what, 5 or 6 assists and 5 or 6 rebounds for you.
She is. Just a good all-around player.
And like Coach said, besides that, Rachel, you've kind of become that go-to girl for Coach Walker. He puts it in your hands in crunch time, and, You know, the proof's in the pudding. You've delivered with several game winners.
Yeah, I have.
And talk about that. That's got to feel good that Coach has got that confidence in you.
Yeah, I feel like me and Coach Matt's been together for a long time now, so I know what he likes and what he wants me to do at the, like, certain game times, and so it feels good to know that he can trust me, too, and I feel like I trust him, too, to make the right plays.
Basically, you just put it in her hands, Coach, ball screen at the top of key on the last two, and she pretty much did it herself after that.
Well, she's so smart, number one. She knows how to play basketball. She's got great court vision. Plus, the scoring, you know, the scoring is just a bonus with her. You know, she can get to the rim and score. If they go under it, she can shoot it. And then her facilitating's second to none, so you know, most of the time, she's going to make the right play.
And it's got to be nice to have somebody you can trust.
Definitely.
And tonight, you know, it should be a good one. Kind of all eyes on this one, even across the state. You got Pinckney County ranked number 4, only lost one game. And, you know, Coach, you're going back to your alma mater for what is this, about 4 times, I guess? You've been up there and got over the hump last year, beat Pinckney County for the first time, I think. I assume you're looking to do that again?
Yeah, it is. It's always nice to beat them, but home is definitely here. I've been here probably teaching and coaching definitely longer than I was at Pickett teaching and coaching, so home is definitely here now. And it's always nice to get a win over Pickett just because they are one of the top programs in the state, and I think tonight's going to be a great game.
I agree with you. Rachel, a big factor tonight, you've been playing without the freshman Briley Burchett. She's back. She's been huge for this team. It's got to feel good to know that she's going to be on the court in a game like this.
She's very smart with the ball, and it's good to have her out there because she can score, and she knows when to put it in the hole and when to dish it back out. So.
And she's been a recipient of several of those assists when people help over on you. I know she's got good hands and can catch it and put it in the hole.
She knows where to go.
Right. And, you know, Coach, we talked about Pinckney County. They're ranked 4th in the state right now. It's going to be a tall task, you know, but I've seen these girls come back from 17 down to win. I've seen the grit they have. You know, I think they're up for the challenge. What's your take on going into Burstown tonight and taking down the Lady Bobcats?
I'm just excited. I think we've played a great schedule, and that's kind of prepared us for games like this. You look at the state rankings, and there's some great records out there, 16-1, 14-2, 12-2. You know, the Maplewood team we beat was 12-2 at the time. And, you know, Cloudland, we had a shot there at the buzzer to beat them, and they was 14-1, I think. And, you know, records don't really impress us because the teams that we're playing, Macon County, Clark Range, Southwestern, they're among the best in the state in any classification. So records don't really matter to us, and I think we're going to be battle-tested and ready for district tournament.
Sounds good. And like I said, Rachel, this is kind of a feature matchup tonight. All eyes are on it. It's the type of game you want to play in, isn't it?
Yeah. They try to speed you up and stuff, and they like to press and stuff. So it feels like we take our time and get good shots, and everybody does our role. Like EJ's a good defender. Lauren gets rebounds, just like the younger ones you said. Zoe comes in and helps me dribble. So we all do our roles, we can win.
Sounds good, Coach.
I think, just to brag on Rachel for a second, I think, you know, even Rachel's freshman year, Pickett got us twice or three times or whatever it was. We had a shot, and I think every one of those games, and she mentioned the pressure that Pickett applies. I think there's no better team equipped to deal with that pressure than us. I feel like we've done great ever since Rachel's freshman year just because that's what makes Pickett go is the press, and she's as good as anybody around as far as beating the press and dishing off and getting her teammates going. So I feel a whole lot better having her here beside me than not.
I guarantee it. Guarantee that. And I assume I was going to ask you what one key was. I guess that's handling the pressure.
Handling the pressure. You know, Rachel, I think the whole team kind of goes as she goes. You know, when she keeps her head and she gets everybody else involved and she's on her game, I think we're as good as anybody around.
I'll have to agree with you. I want to thank you both for taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight, and hope to see you down the road, Rachel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker, brought to you by Echo Panels of Tennessee. Visit echopanelsoftn.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Budget Pest Control Girls 6A update. First place, Clark Range, 14-2 overall, 4-0 in the district. They are at Trailsdale County tonight. Two teams tied for second place, and they're in front of us right now, Clay County and Piggy County. Clay County, 10-6 overall, 4-1 in the district. Piggy County, 16-1 overall, 4-1 in district play. This one's going to be a classic tonight. Fourth place in the district, Redbourne Springs, 13-5 overall, 3-1 in district play. Tonight they host Jackson County. Fifth place, Gordonsville, 8-7 overall, 2-3 in the district. Tonight they host Monterey. Sixth place, Trousdale County, 4-12 overall, 1-4 in the district. They are hosting Clark Range and Lamar Rogers. Two teams at the bottom tied for seventh, Jackson County, 1-13 overall, 0-4 in the district. They are at Redbourne Springs. And tied for seventh place, Monterey, 4-12 overall, 0-4 in the district. Tonight they are at Gordonsville. This girl's 6A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control, Buenas Noches Roaches. Now it's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight's kind of all about the Lady Dog team, realizing they can play with a team like the number 4 ranked Lady Bobcats and having the confidence in themselves to pull off a win like this. They played teams that are probably better and kind of held their own. They may not have won the games, but they played some better teams in my opinion. Now it's time for them to take the next step and pull the upset. Don't you think so, Coach Sims?
Yeah, I agree with you totally. You know, I felt like coming into this year, you know, we were about as good as Pickett, you know, knowing what they had last year. I thought they lost one girl, but I thought she was by far their best player. And I told Brent before the game, I was talking to him, I said, I'm really surprised y'all are 15-1. He said, well, we're probably the worst 15-1 team in the state, which I said, nah, you're just saying that. But, yeah, I think we can play with them. You know, I don't know why we wouldn't have some confidence because we were able to beat them the last 2 years. You know, I think last year we beat them two out of three times or three
beat
times.
Them by about 30 points
at
home.
Beat them good, you know. So, yeah, I think our girls that played last year remember that. I think we'll come out confident and be ready to go.
What about Coach Smith? What's he bring to this squad? He's a veteran.
Yeah, Brent, he's kind of a hard-nosed type guy. You know, he's get-in-your-face type coach, kind of a little different than I always was. You know, I never did show a lot of emotion, you know, hollering and squalling like that on the court like he does. But he's kind of, you know, settled down a little, I think, over the years. But I tell you what, he is one of the best coaches around because, I mean, I went up against him, you know, for 6 years, and he's always got something up his sleeve. He's got the best inbounds plays that anybody I've ever played. They're hard to defend. We'd work on them and work on them, and they'd still, they might score two or three times on us every time we played. But, you know, he's one of the top coaches around. Make no mistake about that.
Coach Walker, of course, a native here at Burnstown. He helped coach some years up here.
He did.
What kind of emotions do you think he had coming in here tonight?
You know, he's, I guess, kind of like I was being from Herbert Springs, but, again, it's kind of like me. He's been gone for so long. You know, I don't know if it has that much of an effect anymore. You know, he's at Herbert Springs for 3 or 4 years. He's been with us now for 5 or 6, so it's probably been 10 years at least since he was up here. So, you know, I'm sure he's got feelings, but it's not like he just, you know, went from here to us, you know, in a year. You know,
right.
So I don't think it's that big a deal.
Well, in the interview, he said, Clay County's my home. He
right.
said, maybe my alma mater, but Clay County's my home.
Yeah.
Nice to hear. Folks, that's been Tipchy's Final Take, sponsored by Molly's Place. Look for Tipchy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of Soul Daily. We're a little bit ahead of schedule. We were a little behind schedule last week. We're going to go ahead. And, Thomas, let me ask you something real quick here on there. Do you think they'll play the anthem before they name the starters?
You know, I think they may, which we'll get this second intro in. And at that point then, Daniel, you know, talking about Coach Smith there, one question about this Pecos County team, you know, they are 16-1, but who have they played? You know,
well,
and that's what they're kind of asking. And I asked Coach Smith just a second ago when I was getting to classes, you know, I said, you know, how good are you? He said, well, we may be the worst 16-1 team that I've seen in a while.
But he's always,
did play some good competition.
He's always talked his teams down like that, but I don't think they've played as tough a schedule as we have, but they have played some pretty decent teams.
Folks, I do think we're about to play the national anthem here at Pecos County High School. We'll go ahead and play a promo, come back and give you the starting lineups. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Back here for the final time on the Carquest pregame show. It is almost tip-off time, so we'll go ahead and do the Subway Girls starting lineups. First of all, we'll begin with the home team, Pecos County Lady Bobcats. They're dressed in all white tonight, have gold numerals on their jerseys. A senior, number 13, Ellie Smith. A junior, number 24, Abby Bilbrey. A junior, number 11, Kendall Luddick. A junior, number 21, Bailey Evans, and a junior, number 32, Chloe Burton. Starting for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, coached by Matt Walker in his fourth year, they are the visiting team tonight, dressed in their travel black jerseys with gold numerals on them. A freshman, back healthy now after sitting out a couple games, Bradley Burchett, number 23. A junior, number 24, Katie Arms. A junior, number 20, Rachel Kupas. A junior, number 22, Marley Ashoff. And rounding out the five, a sophomore, number 11, Liza Jenkins. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway. where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do. We are here in Burgestown, Tennessee tonight, one of the most notorious basketball communities in Tennessee. We've got a great crowd here in the gym. It's at almost maximum capacity. We have the band off to the stage on our left playing one of the few venues where you see a live band performing, and we're fixing to get this one underway. It's going to be Bilbrey for Pickett County stepping into the circle to jump against the shorter freshman, Bradley Burchett, for Clay County. Clay County can be scoring at the hoop to our left in the first half. Pickett County to the hoop to our right. And Pickett County does control the tip. It's out at the top at the hands of the point guard. She hands off to Burton. Burton to Bilbrey. Back to Coy Burton on right wing. And a foul's going to be called, I believe, on Eliza Jenkins. We'll have to check the scorer's table to see. It is Jenkins. She's called for the hand check foul. Her first personal of the contest, only 13 seconds into it. Pickett County inbounds the ball. Burton, right wing, fires a long two-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Pickett County. They have a second opportunity, and we do have a double dribble call. Clay County going to have their first possession of the contest. 7:42 on the clock. Jenkins inbound. Full court pressure by the Lady Bobcats.
Yep.
Copas quickly beats the pressure, drives across half court, dishes off to Burchett at left post. She spins into the paint and going to be fouled by Abby Bilby. Nice to see a foul called against the talented junior, and Burchett's going to go to the line to shoot two.
I think that's going to be the key tonight, and Burchett down low on Bilby.
Yeah, but if we get another foul on her real quick, that'd be really good. You know, I don't know how good their press is. It used to be really good, you know. It hadn't affected us the last few years, but that much. But I really don't know what they're in that trip. Looked like a 1-2-2, but it may have been a man. It's hard to. We got it up so quick, I couldn't tell.
Bradley Burgett misses both of those free throws. We're still scoreless here at Burgettstown. Half a minute into the first quarter. Ball at the top of the key in the hands of Burton. She dishes off to Bilbrey, who fires a three-pointer, no good, off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Burgett for Clay County. Burchett hands off to Copas. Copas under pressure does beat it, though. Crosses the timeline, drives into the paint. Jumper is good off the back of the glass. Clay County in front, 2-0. Evie Smith with the basketball for her squad. She'll run the point tonight. Dishes off to Burton. Burton down inside low to Luddick. Luddick defended by Jenkins, and we have a whistle. Looks like number 24, Katie Arms, going to be called on her first personal. Two team fouls.
Coach, looks like Coach Walker's come out in a 2-3, maybe a matchup, or is this straight 2-3?
Well, I really didn't look, to tell you the truth.
A long two-point shot taken by junior Kendall Luddick. She knocks it down. We're knotted up. Two apiece for each of these squads. 6:40 on the clock. Jenkins with the ball for Clay County. Comes across the timeline. Dishes off to right block. Burchett, she travels.
You know, Bradley hadn't played in about two weeks. You can kind of see the
little rusty
the
right now.
Right,
you know,
now.
Maybe it'll rub off here pretty quick.
Pickett County back with the basketball. Three-pointer taken out top, and it's good. That was Bailey Evans on that shot. Another junior. Pickett County starting one senior and four juniors. A very upperclassman heavy squad for head coach Brent Smith. Copas comes down, shoots a jumper, no good. Bradley Burchett's going to come up with the loose ball. She dishes back off to Copas. And the junior point guard, a savvy veteran who started all 3 years, is going to reset the offense here. Looks like a set play's been called by Coach Walker. Katie Arms with it now, right wing, hands off to Jenkins, back to Copas. Copas wanted to shoot the three, puts the ball on the ground, drives inside, 8-foot jumper, no good. Bradley Burchett going to be called for a foul, and that's Burchett's second personal foul. Actually, her first, I apologize. Three team fouls now for Clay County, one each for Jenkins, Arms, and Burchett.
You're calling it pretty close in the paint so far.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I've been 2-3 over the backs already. I think we're playing straight man. We're just kind of sagging off a few of them.
Okay.
5:50 on the clock. Pickett County with the ball. Burton in the paint. Shot no good. Rebound Copas. Here she comes. 3-on-1. Goes to Jenkins, right wing. Jenkins cross court to Arms. Arms at the left wing. Wants to drive inside. Goes baseline. Layup's up. Good. Katie Arms adds her first points of the contest.
That's
new score here. Pickett County 5, Clay County 4. Abby Bilbrey called for the offensive foul.
That's two.
Absolutely ran over Bradley Burchett, who wisely took the charge.
You know, we've seen Burchett do that quite a bit this season. She holds her ground pretty good under the goal.
She's not afraid, that's for certain. 5.5 minutes, first quarter clock. Pickett County 5, Clay County 4. Abby Bilbrey does sit down. She has two personals. Katie Arms with it for Clay County. Crosses the timeline, picks up her dribble, goes inside to Burgett. She can't handle the pass. Pickett County's ball. Don't need a lot of those turnovers.
No, that was not a good pass.
A lot of jitters so far in this one.
Yeah.
I think both teams know how big this game is.
5:13 and ticking. Pickett County with the basketball. Left wing in the hands of Evans. She comes back to Smith. Smith over to Burton. Now back to Smith. Smith, the daughter of head coach Brent Smith. She is the only senior on this squad, is Ellie Smith. She started now for 2 years, played a lot her sophomore year. She's a good little player. Chloe Burton out top, goes to Evans. Just a lot of passing around the perimeter. It's back in the hands of Smith now, who's defended by Kobus. Kobus quicker than Smith off the dribble. Smith gives it up to Burton. Now back over to Luddick. Luddick with the basketball to Smith. Pickett County just dribbling, trying to penetrate. Burton finally does. Her layup no good. Rebounded by Liza Jenkins. Jenkins to Kopas. Kopas across the timeline. She's playing quickly into the paint. Tried to feed Burchett. Ball off the foot of Smith out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession.
I think you're all over it, Coach. Just a sagging man defense,
yes,
and kind of daring, yeah, them to shoot from outside at,
well,
this point.
Some of them, they're wanting to guard tight. Some they're kind of daring, like you,
yeah,
say.
Liza Jenkins with the ball, top of the key, fires the three-pointer. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound, Marty Ashlock. Ashlock to Arms with it. Arms inside, six-foot jumper. Good, no good, actually. She is fouled. She'll go to the line. Foul's going to be called against Chloe Burton. That's her first personal. Pickett County's third. Each squad with three team fouls early in this one. 4:09 mark as Katie Arms knocks down the first of two free throws, and we're tied up at five. Two good basketball teams as we see subs for Clay County. In comes Lauren Weaver, Cherokee Upton, and
but
Kelsey Rubin. Actually, that's not Kelsey Rubin, that's Zoe Hayes. Three sophomores check in. We talked in our last broadcast about the talent of this sophomore group for Clay County, and three of them have entered this contest. On the floor for the black and gold are freshman Riley Burchett, sophomores Lauren Weaver, Cherokee Upton, and Zoe Hayes. They're accompanied by junior point guard Rachel Cubas. A good quick set of five for Clay County here. We'll see how they play it. Halfway through the first quarter, Katie Arms hit the second free throw, putting her team in front, 6-5. Burton with it, top of the key for Pickett County, hands off to Luddick, who's defended well by Weaver. Kicks it over to Smith. Smith fires the long three, no good. Rebounded by Pickett County, though. Burton pulls down the rebound, kicks back out to Smith, now to Luddick. She fires a three, no good. Rebound again by Pickett County. They're hitting us on the offensive boards. We need that loose ball. This time, Riley Burchett grabs it. Hands off to Hayes. Actually, that's Kopas. Kopas crosses the timeline, wants to drive the left block, spins it back out. Slows it down, sets up the offense. 3:25 on the clock. Clay County in front, 6-5. Kopas drove right baseline and was fouled by number 34, Shayla Wood, a sophomore substitute for Pickett County. That's the fourth personal. And another substitution, we see Katie Arms, Marty Ashok, and Eliza Jenkins come back out to join Rachel Kopas and Riley Burchett. Hayes, Weaver, and Upton set back down. Jenkins with it for the black and gold. Dishes off to Burchett. Burchett drives, shot up, no good. Got her on rebound, and she looks like she is fouled. No call, and Pickett County's going to take possession.
Again, that's one that Burchett usually puts in,
yeah,
the goal, in the coach, you know.
Yeah,
I think she'll find her groove here.
She'll find it here after a while.
Yeah. With Bilbrey on the bench right now, we really need to take,
yeah,
advantage inside of Burchett.
Pickett County with the basketball. Lady Bobcats have it in the hands of Ellie Smith, who's at the free throw line dribbling. Hands off to Burton. Burton comes back over to Luddick. Luddick down into the corner to a teammate, number 21. That's Evans. Her three-pointer, no good. It bangs off the rim out of bounds, and Clay County takes back over possession. Jenkins going to inbound, try to get it to Arms or Kopas, and that full-court man is on by the Lady Bobcats. Arms easily beats the pressure, dishes to Ashok. She fires a three off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Katie Arms. Ball now on the ground as she lost control. A jump ball called. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County.
Good hustle so far from Ashlock. We've seen her pull down a scrappy rebound, get on the floor after the ball right here. A little more intensity from the junior.
Yeah, she's been playing pretty good lately, I think.
2:39 on the clock. It's Clay County inbounds. They work it to Arms. Now to Copas. Copas drives, pulls back out, spins in the paint, dishes to Ashok. She fires a three from right wing. No good. Rebounded by number 14, Carol Stockton. Stockton comes down, dishes off to Wood, who's at right wing. She drives, and it's going to be a foul call against Briley Burchett. Now we see Bilbrey for Pickett County and Burchett for Clay County, both with two personals early in this one. Burchett not really sure why that whistle was called from her body language, and she's going to go to the bench as Izzy Hale checks in along with Lauren Weaver. At the line to shoot is Shayla Wood, the sophomore for Pickett County. Pickett County in front, 7-6. Now make it 8-6. She hit both of those free throws. 2:22 and ticking. Clay County with the ball. Copas across the timeline. On the floor for the Bulldogs, Izzy Hale, Eliza Jenkins, Rachel Copas, Katie Arms, and Lauren Weaver. Copas tried to feed Hale in the paint. Looks like that pass was deflected, and Ellie Smith comes up with it. Comes down, gives to Luddick. Luddick fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Pickett County. Shot put back is no good. Rebounded this time by Eliza Jenkins. Jenkins in a trap, gets out of it to Copas. Rachel dribbles across the timeline. Under 2 minutes to play, 1:50 on the clock. Clay County in front. To actually, Clay County trailing 6-8. Copas' 6-foot jumper, no good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Pickett County. They play quickly. Come down the floor, and Katie Arms is going to be called for a foul, sending Carol Stockton to the line to shoot two. That's the second personal for Katie Arms. 15 foul for Clay County. Fortunately, Coach Walker does have some depth on the bench, Coach, but that's Burchett and Arms with two personals.
Yeah, that's two of our better scores. You know, we've got to sit down for a while.
1:42 on the clock. Stockton missed the first of her free throws. Second one's away, hits it. Pickett County in front, 9-6, one possession game. 1:42 on the clock as Weaver's going to inbound from beneath her own goal against this full-court man pressure from Pickett County. Copas beats that trap, brings it on across the timeline to Zoe Hayes. Hayes drives into the paint, tried to hand it off to Hale, couldn't do it. I wish she'd have kept it herself. 1.5 on this first quarter clock. Pickett County now with it. Smith out top. Dishes off to Burton. Actually, that's Luddick. Luddick working against Weaver. Weaver forcing the pass, and that pass is stolen off the foot of Hale. Hale has it, gives it to Copas, and she travels. Clay County's had a lot of opportunities, Coach, but they squandered them.
We're not playing real good right now. Turning it over too much.
Copas visibly upset with herself for that mistake. She does go to the bench on the floor for the Lady Dogs. Zoe Hayes, Kelsey Roten, Eliza Jenkins, Lauren Weaver, and Izzy Hale. 1:10 and ticking. Pickett County with the ball and the lead, 9-6. A drive and a score by Shayla Wood, the sophomore. Clay County with it now, come across. Lauren Weaver, right wing, gives off to Hayes. Now back to Weaver. She drives baseline, kicks it across Izzy Hale. A nice pass. Great assist by Weaver as Hale puts it in off the glass. 45 seconds here on this first quarter clock. Pickett County with a three-point lead, 11-8. Ellie Smith with the ball, top of the key, hands off to Burton. And she's wanting to slow play it until Jenkins comes out, forces her to drive. That drive no good. A wild layup rebounded by Zoe Hayes. Hayes, a good ball handler, comes across the timeline, gives it up to Weaver. Weaver now back to Hayes. Hayes running the point as Copas is on the bench. Hayes has it stolen from her. That's Luddick, the junior. 20 seconds now on the clock. Pickett County with the ball. They're going to play for the last shot. Ellie Smith with it. Clock down to 10 seconds. She gives off to Wood. Wood in the corner to Burton, fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Weaver, 3 seconds left. She's under pressure, she's in the timeline. The heave, just a little short. A good effort, but the first quarter does end. Pickett County in front, 11-8. Stay with us.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here in Burkstown, where Pickett County leads Clay County 11-8 at the end of the first quarter, Daniel, and nobody with more than 5 points, and that's the sophomore Shayla Wood for Pickett County. It's more about the foul story right now. 2 for Katie Arms, 2 for Bradley Burchard for Clay County, and 2 for Abby Bilbrey in the first quarter.
Yeah, 3 of the best players on the floor were kind of hindered a little bit. His 2 points are put in by Carol Stockton, the sophomore. Clay County now inbounds the ball. Jenkins across the timeline. Pickett County in front by 5, 13-8. Second quarter just underway. Weaver top of the key with it. Hands off to Katie Arms. Arms drives, defending by Burton. Gives it up to Ashlock. She dishes out to Copas. Copas drives, penetrates, spins in the paint, backs back out. Now Arms right wing. She's a good outside shooter. Did not have a clean look at 3, though. Dishes off to Weaver. And we've got an offensive foul call against Katie Arms. That's her third foul. So she's going to have to go to the bench.
Yeah, that's big. I really didn't see a charge on that.
Real subjective call. Wouldn't clear cut. 7:23 in the second quarter here. Pickett County with the basketball. Smith slowly dribbles down the court. Her team with a lead. By 5, 13-8. Katie Arms, the big story here with 3 personals, is on the bench. On the floor for Clay County, senior Kelsey Roten, sophomore Eliza Jenkins, junior Rachel Copas, Marley Ashlock, and sophomore Lauren Weaver. Ruddick with it, defended by Weaver. She uses that long wingspan to force up a pass. Dish back off to Ellie Smith. Smith off to Burton. Burton left wing, defended by Roten. Roten much smaller, but does a great job. And Weaver with a nice job gets in the passing lane to flex that pass out of bounds. Pickett County maintains possession. 6:47 in the second quarter. As we said, Pickett County 13, Clay County 8. Ellie Smith, top of the key, defended by Copas. She gives it off to Burton. Burton to Ruddick. Ruddick now dishes off to Evans. She circles around the top of the key. Back over to Smith. A lot of perimeter passing. Nobody posted up for the Lady Bobcats.
No, with Bibber, yep. I guess they don't have... Well, they had that blonde-headed girl, whatever her name is, posted up there. She scored her a minute ago, but they didn't have anybody that trip.
30-second timeout taken by Pickett County. They do lead 13-8.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. T-insert number C-0026.
Back live, 6:25 and ticking. Pickett County 13, Clay County 8. Lady Bobcats with the basketball. Weaver and Upton trap Ruddick, who has to give it up. Kicks it across to Smith. 3-pointer taken. No good. Rebounded by Pickett County. Number 14 working hard down there, Carl Stockton. And I guess you put it back up for 2. I had my head down. Pickett County 15 now. Threatening to double up Clay County, who has 8. Clay County with another turnover. Just a long full court pass by Copas. Not too bad a pass, but Upton just couldn't hang on to it.
We've seen a lot of butterfingers so far
in
Clay County.
We're going to have to play better. We're going to get beat. I mean, we're just turning it over way too much.
Pickett County with a possession to go up by more than twice the points Clay County has. Pickett County 15, Clay County 8. 5:50 in the second quarter. Smith with it. Works down inside.
We can't guard her. I mean, she's just wearing us out.
Clay County inbounds. They now trail by 9 points. Copas works ahead to Roten. Roten across to Weaver. She fires a 3. It looks good. No, it went in and out. Rebounded by Pickett County. Clay County going to have to crash those offensive boards to come up with more than just one shot at their end. Nice move by Burton. Her layup no good, though. Rebound Weaver. Weaver hands off to Copas. Copas now under pressure from Evans. Spins out of it. Crosses the timeline. Works ahead to Cherokee Upton. She goes inside to Roten, who's actually posted up. Back outside to Copas. Fires a long 3. No good. Rebound by Jenkins. Jenkins keeps it alive. Goes to Upton. Her shot good. Cherokee Upton from right block. Nice assist there by Eliza Jenkins. And Stockton has 2 more. just disgusting to see the Lady Bobcats so easily beat Clay County back, and they have a 19-10 lead this time. Coach Walker wants the timeout. We'll be back.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here, second quarter action, 4:58 on the clock. Clay County trails by 9, 10-19. Kopis with it, crosses the timeline, goes to Upton, fires a 3, no good. Rebounded, Weaver working hard, going to be called for the personal foul. But I don't blame him. We've got to make something happen to get more opportunities on our end. I like the fight. Just out of position.
1-1.
17 foul for Clay County as Weaver picks up her first personal. Pickett County going to walk to the other end to shoot 1-1. It's going to be, I believe, Burton on the line. Her long hair's covering up the number. That's Luddick, number 11.
Yes.
Free throws up and good. She earns the right to shoot the second. Pickett County doubles up Clay County 20-10. Lady Bulldogs in this ballgame. They're just going to have to score some points.
Yeah, just kind of sloppy on the offensive end. We've seen that all night long, Coach. You know, they get a good defensive stand and have something go their way and then turn it over on the other end.
Let it hit the second. Her team leads 21-10. Clay County with the basketball. Kopis right wing, hands off to Roten. She hands off to number 44, Abby Head, who drives, and she's going to go to the line if she was fouled for 2. Haley Evans called on the personal.
Good drive by the freshman there. You know, I think that's what we got to do, just kind of keep it simple instead of trying to make too many passes on the offensive end. When you got a crease, take it.
We haven't really been in much chemistry. Don't seem to me like, you know, most of the possessions we've had.
Head missed the first. Fires the second. It's good. Clay County with its first points in a few minutes of game time. 4:30 and ticking here in the second quarter. Black and gold trail by 10. It's 21-11. Pickett County with the basketball. Luddick left wing. Hands back off to Wood. She hands off to Smith, who resets the offense. Top of the key. Smith fires the 3. It's good. So far, Pickett County had only hit 1 3-pointer. They hit their second. We do not need them to get hot from back there. 24-11 the score. Kopis with it. Gives off to Weaver. Weaver back to Kopis. Clay County just not had a lot going on the offensive end. Kopis drives, kicks out the head. She fires a 3. Air ball no good. Rebounded by Pickett County. It's Luddick. She fires ahead. That pass intercepted by Kopis. Come on, Rachel. We need some points. She's at right wing, behind the arc, drives inside, crosses over, loses the ball. Weaver saves it. And now Hayes and another wrestle for it on the floor. Jump ball possession arrow in favor of Clay County.
Well, we just, you know, you got to remember, we don't have Briley Birch, we don't have KD Arms, so Rachel Kopis is the only scorer on the floor at this point. We don't have an offensive identity. We're going to have to, like you said, scrap up some points somehow, Daniel.
Burchett does come to the scorer's table ready to check back in. And another turnover by Clay County. Kelsey Roten pass goes out of bounds. She was targeting Kopis. Kopis had no idea it was coming, though. 3:35 on the clock. Burchett does check back in. She has 2 personals. Well, I said she did. I thought I saw her at the scorer's table, but I guess she went back to the bench.
Yeah, we went to defense. He decided not to put her in on this possession.
3:25 on the clock. Pickett County in front, 24-11. They do have the basketball. Smith right wing goes to Luddick, top of the key. Luddick defended well by Kelsey Roden. Head coach Brent Smith, the veteran, up, barking instructions to his players. They have a nice 13-point lead right now that Clay County desperately needs to cut into.
We're trying to post Luddick up on the smaller Roten here, and she kicks it out, Daniel.
3-pointer taken by Wood. No good. Rebound, Kopis. Kopis dribbles behind the back, works ahead to Roten. Roten and Hayes have a 2-on-1, and they can, missed layup, and a foul going to be called. Roten had dished over to Hayes. Hayes back to Roten. Roten missed the layup. And the foul called against Zoe Hayes, her first personal. That is Clay County's 18th foul. Pickett County walks to the other end. It's going to be number 34, Shayla Wood, to shoot the 1-1. 2:48 on the clock, and it is stopped for this morning, 1-1 attempt. Shots away. It's good. Pickett County's been pretty good from the free throw line. As Brownlee Burchett checks back in, Lauren Weaver sets down on the floor for Clay County. Marty Ashlock, Brownlee Burchett, Rachel Copas, Eliza Jenkins, and Zoe Hayes. Second free throw's up by Wood. It's also good. 25-11 the score. Pickett County in front. 26-11. 15-point lead for Pickett County. Ball's inbounded. Hayes has it. Crosses the timeline. Dishes ahead to Burchett. She's in the paint. Shots up. It's good. Brownlee Burchett, her first points of the contest. 26-13 the score. 2.5 minutes to play in the half. Luddick with it at the Pickett County end. Dishes outside. Three-pointer taken. No good. Ball's going to be saved by Burton. Burton back to Luddick. Pickett County with another opportunity here to chew up time off the clock and perhaps get more points. Three-pointer taken by Luddick. It's good. 29-13 the score. 16-point lead for Pickett County. Clay County inbounds. 2:05 and ticking. Hayes crosses the timeline. Dishes to Copas at right wing. Copas fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Eliza Jenkins. She goes back. Her pass, though, intercepted by Lady Bobcat. It's Evans. Bailey Evans with the loose ball pickup. She comes down. Hands off to Levick. Her three no good. Rebounded Zoe Hayes. Jenkins going to bring it across. Thomas, you were saying?
Well, if we can just get something positive going here in the last minute 40 of this half, you know, we've been in this ball game most of this first half and just haven't been able to score any points with Arms and Burchett on the bench. So, you know, get it down to 10 or 8 here before we go into the half would be huge, wouldn't it, Coach?
It would.
Katie Arms does sit on the bench. She has three personals. I could will stay the remainder of this first half. Minute 35 on the clock. Clay County with the basketball. It was kicked by Bailey Evans. They'll inbound it from beneath their own goal. Very sparingly, points coming very sparing for Clay County during this second quarter. Well, we scored 5 in the quarter.
I think so.
Yes, sir. You're all
11, 8 into 1.
Jenkins with it. Right wing. Drives inside in the paint. Dishes off the Ashlock. Wide over 3. It's gone. No good. Rebounded by Pickett County. Burton pulls it down, brings it to the other end, hands off to Luddick. Her three-pointer good. They've shot a lot of threes. Their percentage isn't great. But
well, they missed them off the start. They're starting to hit them now.
They are. 1 minute to play.
That's why we're down 19 all of a sudden.
Clay County does trail by 19 points, 32-13 the score. Clay County desperately needing some points here as we see a foul going to be called against Evans. That's her second personal, Pickett County 6. Team foul of the first half. Clay County has 18 fouls. I remember listening to the contest for last year. A lot of fouls called. The good player they had last year, the senior, shot a lot of free throws up here.
Yeah.
I think there were 50-something fouls called that contest.
That was awful. That was the game that Taylor Strong hit the shot and they waved off. It would have won it for us.
That's right. Clay County with the basketball. 45 seconds is another foul is now called. This one's going to be charged to Shayla Wood, her second personal. And we're going to see Zoe Hayes go to the line to shoot the 1-1. Hopefully she can knock it down and Clay County get some points here. Bradley Merchant exits. Easy Hale comes back in on the floor for Clay County. Currently, Eliza Jenkins, Kelsey Roten, Marty Ashlock, Zoe Hayes, and Easy Hale. Hayes does knock it down, earns the right to shoot the second. Her team does trail by 18 points, 32-14, so every point's huge at this point. Second shot's away. This one no good. Rebounded by Izzy Hale. However, a foul called over the back. Did not have the position. That is Izzy's first foul of the contest. One and one shots coming up for Chloe Burton. First one's weighing good. Next team foul against Clay County will put Pickett County in the double bonus. Only 43 seconds remaining here in the half, though. Pickett County in front, 33-14. This one's just slowly and gradually gotten out of the hands of the Lady Dogs.
during this second quarter?
There's too many empty possessions, you know.
Yeah.
Turnovers.
We got taking good shots. Missed
shots.
Most of the time.
Bad shot selection, like Coach is saying. And he's going to have to get something going offensively in the second half, you know. We're not out of this 20-point ball game at this point, Daniel, but, you know, if we make a few shots, cut it to, you know, half of that in the third quarter, you've got, still got a chance.
Burton hits them both, 34-14 now the score. And Clay County, another turnover. That went off the fingers of Cherokee Upton. Pass was just a little too high for her. Couldn't hang on. 35 seconds and dwindling here in this second quarter. As we said, Piatt County leads by 20, 34-14. Luddick with the ball, defended by Eliza Jenkins, right wing, gives it off to Howard. Actually, Stockton, I apologize. Stockton hands off to Smith. Looks like Pickett playing for the last shot. Burton with it right wing, 15 seconds, dishes off to Smith. Smith now to Stockton. Stockton with it, top of the key, 6 seconds. She drives, 5 seconds, shot up, good. Clay County not even going to get a desperation heave off here. And the first half ends. A big second quarter for Piggott County, the story right now. And Clay County trails by 22 points, 36-14.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Birdstown, where Clay County trails Piggott County 36-14 at halftime, and Clay County just hasn't been able to get anything going offensively. When one of their leaders, Katie Arms, went to the bench early in the second quarter with their third foul, Riley Burchett set out most of the first with two fouls, limiting Clay County to 14 second half points. They scored 8 in the first quarter. Arms had half of those, and then in the second quarter only mustered a half a dozen, 6 points for your halftime total of 14. Arms leads the way with 4. Riley Burchett has 2. Rachel Copas, 2. Isabella Hell, 2. Zoe Hayes, 1. Cherokee Upton, 2. And Abby Head, 1. For Pickett County, and they didn't have much better luck in the first quarter themselves. They shot a lot from the perimeter, only made 1 3-pointer, and scored 11 points. So it was an 11-8 ball game for the Lady Bobcats at the end of one. And then they outscored Clay County 25-6 in the second stanza. And most of it came behind 10 second quarter points from Carol Stockton, the sophomore for the Lady Bobcats. She has a total of 11. Kendall Luddick has 10, including 2 second quarter 3-pointers. Ellie Smith has 3. Bailey Evans has 3. Chloe Burton, 2. And Shayla Wood, 7. So 18 points off the bench for Pickett County, and they lead 36-14 here at halftime on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Stay with us for more of it after these words from our sponsors.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Byrdstown, Tennessee. Clay County trails it by 36-14. They've got another half to play. Hopefully they can dig back into it. Coach Sims, during our Carquest pregame show, during a Battle of Bulldogs history, we talked about Jan Arms Kerr. She was the female athlete from the Hall of Fame. We discussed that. My opening comments about it was, if you were assembling a greatest of all time Lady Bulldog team, she'd be in the starting five.
Yes, she would. Yeah, she could play outside or inside. I played her, I guess, on the wing 2 years. Then after Trisha Fox and Jody Hull graduated, I moved her inside, and she was just as effective, if not more so, probably a better scorer inside, because she could jump so good, was so athletic. She's just one of the greats, you know.
Well, she, by more than 100... outpaced any other Lady Bulldog before or after in rebounds. She's the all-time leader in rebounds, 934.
Well, like I say, she could jump out of the gym. Of course, she's kind of like her brother Jeff, you know. It just came natural Because we lift some weight, you know, in the preseason, but that didn't have a whole lot to do with her jumping ability. She was just a super athlete and a good player and, you know, a great leader. You know, I depended on her last 2 years to carry us pretty much. You know, she had Trisha and Jody and them her first couple years. She was a really good player, but, you know, she made all mid-state teams, all state teams, and everywhere we go to camp, I mean, people say, who's that little blonde-headed girl you got out there? Hey, she's a pretty good player, you know. But, yeah, she was really good.
She's one of only six Lady Bulldogs that have ever scored more than 1,600 points. Sydney Roach sits sixth on the all-time list. Jan sits at fifth. Tia Ashlock Arms at fourth. Holly Wright, the Robbins at third, and of course Taylor Strong at second. Kenzie Arms there is the all-time leader, but one of only six. That's a pretty talented group.
At one time, she was the leader. Right. You know,
when she graduated.
Tia passed her, and then Holly passed Tia, and so forth. But yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better player and a better kid. You know, she was always did whatever I asked her to do on the court, off the court. We've stayed in touch over the years. Of course, I coached her daughter for the last 2 years I coached, and Jaden, well, she scored 1,000 points in 3 years.
Yes, she did, you're right.
You know, but Jan's just one of those that you know, as a coach, you just love to have.
Well, she certainly set the bar high for all the Lady Bulldogs that followed behind her. Folks, we are right now ready for second half action. Coach, what do they need to do to get back in?
Well, we got to start making some shots. You know, take care of the ball better. We turned it over way too much the first half. And I feel like we'll play better this second half. I don't know if we can get back within striking distance or not, being down 22. But like they were down 17 up at York one of those games and came back and won. So, you know, you never know what might happen. You know, we just got to start making some shots.
We are ready for third quarter action. Piggott County going to have possession of the basketball. Piggott County will be scoring at the hoop to our left this half. Clay County the hoop to our right. Maybe that other end of the court will bring us some luck. Ellie Smith with it, drives around the circle. It's knocked out of bounds by Katie Arms. On the floor for Clay County, those original five starters, Eliza Jenkins, Marley Ashlock, Katie Arms, Rachel Kovas, and Bradley Burchett. Burchett comes up with a turnover, steps into the passing lane, stole the pass. She hands off to Copas. Copas across the timeline, defended by Luddick. Copas a lot quicker than Luddick, decides not to drive against her, though. Hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins to Ashlock. Ashlock inside to Burchett. Her shot up, no good. Off the fingertips of Jenkins as she tried to rebound it. Piggott kind of gets the ball. I think Coach Walker wants to do one thing. He started the game trying to feed Burchett. She got two personals, had to see it. She's back in now, trying to feed her again. He knows that she can expose Piggott County on the post. She only has 2 points at this point in time, though. We need to get her active down there. Piggott County with it, 7:25 on the clock. They've got it right wing or right block in the hands of Bilbrey, who kicks it back outside. Three-pointer taken by Luddick, no good. Rebound Burchett. Copas across the timeline. Dishes to Arms. Arms to Ashlock. Ashlock to Jenkins. She goes left baseline. Nice cutting pass to Burchett. She couldn't hang on to the pass, though. Ends up collecting it back. Kicks it out to Copas. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound Bailey Evans.
Two good looks we've had these first two trips. Can't get one to fall.
Abby Bilbrey with the ball. Dishes off to the corner to Burton. Burton to Evans. Evans back to Smith. Good ball moving on the outside. Luddick now left wing. Evans left corner. Back to Luddick, back to Smith. Head coach Brent Smith yells instructions to his daughter, the point guard. She sets the play in motion. Dishes down to left block to the hands of Burton. Back outside to Smith, who fires the three. No good. Rebound, Margie Ashlock. No points scored so far in the first minute and a half of this third quarter. 6:20 and ticking. Black and gold with possession of it. Eliza Jenkins, right corner. Dribbles around the top of the key, picks it up now, goes to Copas. Copas wants to drive, spins in the paint, shot up, no good, rebounded by Bilbrey. She dishes off to Evans, Evans across the timeline. Picks up her dribble and goes over to Luddick in the corner, now Smith. Smith fires a three, no good, rebounded Katie Arms. Arms ahead to Burchett, Burchett across the timeline, wants to drive, 2-on-1, dish to left block, pass was... I started to say knocked out of bounds by Ellie Smith, but apparently not, because Piggott County's getting the basketball. And head coach Brent Smith, not happy with his girls, wants a timeout.
Hickey County is in front, 36-14.
And today,
this is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-444. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Back live here, Pickett County fires another three. It was Coy Burton, no good though. Rebounded by Clay County as they have the basketball. It's Katie Arms, drives in the paint, shot up good. Katie Arms has had some big third quarters this season. Hopefully she can now. Clay County trails by 20, 36-16. Pickett County with the basketball. Coy Burton, top of the key, hands off to Evans. Evans is defended by Abby Head on the floor for Clay County. Our Abby Head, Rachel Copas, Riley Merchant, Eliza Jenkins, and Katie Arms. Burton fires a three from the top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Clay County. No whistles blow as Luddick was over the back of Copas, who pulled down the rebound. Copas across the timeline. Abby Head to fire the three. No good. Rebounded by Bilbrey. Bilbrey, a very tall player, almost 6 feet, it looks like.
Well,
and it's stolen from her by Burchett. Burchett's presence has been here during the third quarter. She just has not been able to convert it into points. Now she's going to try. In the paint. Spins. Shot is blocked by Bilbrey. Bilbrey much taller than Merchant. Pinky County now with the basketball. 2-on-1. And Luddick puts it up. Her shot knocked out of bounds by Katie Arms.
Good job by Arms getting back in transition there.
Locked shot, yeah.
4:36 on the clock as Pinky County inbounds it. Burton with an easy 2
point. Yeah, that's one of those inbound plays I was talking about before the game.
Right. Made it look easy, didn't it?
I do.
Pickett County back in front by 22, 38-16 is another turnover by Clay County. Copas lost the handle on it. Pickett County going to have the possession. 4:20 on the clock. Clay County been really flat tonight. Nobody settled into any kind of routine, no momentum.
I mean, the games I've seen them play, this is by far the worst they've played.
Right, and in the biggest game that they've played thus far. This is for second place in District 6A. A lot of season left. We'll be playing them down in Salina before too long. And this one's certainly not over yet.
No.
But Clay County at this point's got a lot of work to do. Foul going to be called against Katie Arms? No, against Pickett County. Okay. Number 32, Coley Burton. I started to publicly argue that one, but that is the second personal for Burton. Pickett County's first foul of this second half.
Let's see if we can get one good possession here. You know, get it to Burchett in the post. Let her score down lower. Maybe kick it out to Arms for three.
3:40 on the clock. Pickett County in front, 38-16. Clay County with the basketball. Jenkins drives. Shot up. No good. She was fouled, though. Got to go to the line to shoot two. As we saw Bilbrey pick up her third personal foul. Pretty hard hit.
Yeah.
Nice job by Jenkins, kind of forcing the issue there. Turn the corner on the ball handoff out top, and she misses the first free throw.
Does have a chance at another one, though. Fires the second, and it is good. 38-17, Pickett County in front by 21. A seven-possession ball game if we held them and knocked down 7 3-pointers. Pickett County with the basketball. Inside, Stockton working in the paint. Her shot no good, but a foul called against Clay County.
That's Stockton. She's been their best player tonight. I mean, we haven't been able to do anything with her.
Who got that foul?
I don't know. Burchett.
Burchett picks up her third. Personal, her and Katie Arms both have three for Clay County. is the sophomore, Carol Stockton. As you mentioned, Coach, she has been the cream of the crop for head coach Brent Smith tonight.
She's not even starting.
Hit the first, miss the second. She is in double figures on the contest. One of the few players to do it for either squad. Katie Arms fires a long three. No good. It's a good-looking shot. Rolled in and rimmed out. Rebound was controlled by Luddick for Pekin County. Clay County trying to force a good hard hustle turnover, but they can't do it. And a foul's called on the floor. And I think Riley Burchett's going to get this one. Jenkins. Second personal for Eliza. 3:09 to play in the third. Clay County trails by 22, 39-17. Pekin County with the basketball. Luddick has it left wing, defended by Weaver. Weaver thus far has cut Luddick's drive off all night long, and she does this time. However, Stockton scores, defended by Burchett. Stockton has to have at least 16. Clay County now, Burchett offensive man, reverse layup. No good rebound by Weaver. She can't hang on. She passed off to Copas. Copas tries to drive inside, loses the handle on the ball. Head picks it up. She dishes inside to Burchett. Burchett back out to Copas. Copas spins into the paint. Shot blocked. And Copas should have been called for a foul, folks. She was not, though. She just grabbed the hold of Corey Burton's arm.
Yes,
and got
she
away
did.
With it.
A little frustration.
Exactly. Frustration on the part of Copas, and I don't blame her. She's a competitor, and things are not going black and gold way right now. Weaver picks up her second personal. Clay County's third team foul of the half. Corey Burton is lined to shoot two, misses the first. Zoe Hayes comes in. Rachel Copas sits down on the floor for Clay County right now. Zoe Hayes, Katie Arms, Abby Head, Lauren Weaver, and Bradley Burchett. Burton hits the second free throw. Pekin County in front by 25. Biggest lead of the night, 42-17. Ball worked inside to Burchett. Her shot up, no good. Rebounds herself, though. Put back good. Bradley Burchett with 4 points now on the night. 2:15 and ticking. Pekin County with the ball. I hate to say it, but you get the sense right now that Clay County just playing for pride almost in this one. 42-19 the score. And Pekin County, too good a team, probably for them to come back on. Let's see what kind of grit they've got. Weaver has it, and she pulls down a rebound. This is ahead to Arms. Arms now misses her layup, rebounded by Pekin County. Pekin County with the basketball, shot of the Woods jumper, no good. Went out of bounds. Clay County now back in possession. Pekin County 42, Clay County 19. Things have not went Matt Walker's way tonight.
No, they have not. Seems like everything it could go bad with that.
Weaver inbounds to Hayes. Hayes works ahead across the court to Arm. She's at right wing. Katie not been able to get it going from outside tonight. She fires a three. Maybe it'll go. Does not. Rebounded by Stockton. She's done it everywhere. Defensively, on the boards, offensively. But this time she throws it away. Clay Kenny comes up with a possession off the Stockton mistake. Minute 29 left in the third. Pekin County 42, Clay County 19. Katie Arms with it, right wing. This is off to Weaver. Weaver drives, crosses over, and she was fouled. Ellie Smith picks up her first foul. She's played most of this game and played it clean because that is her first one. Hayes inbound, gets it into Arms. Arms back to Hayes, who's in the right corner, and they say she traveled. Pekin County with the ball. Smith going to inbound it to Evans. Evans under full court man pressure. She beats that pressure, gets it ahead to Stockton, who has a two-on-one with a teammate. The teammate scores. That teammate was Jasmine Brown, the sophomore. Her first points of the contest. 1 minute left to play in the third. Katie Arms with it. Drives inside. Running jumpers up good. Katie with at least four, maybe 6 points in this third quarter. Clay County trails by 23, 44-21, 50 seconds to play in the quarter. Brown with it, right wing. She's in a three-way trap, and Clay County does a good job. It was Lauren Weaver and getting the ball tied up, forcing the jump ball, earning her team a possession here. Arrow was in the favor of the black and gold. Next girls' action will be Tuesday night. I think Red Bull and Springs comes to Salina.
Well, tomorrow.
Actually, tomorrow. That's right. The next game we call will be next Tuesday night. They do play at 1 o'clock tomorrow in Lafayette against the number one AP-ranked AA Macon County Tigers. And one of your close friends, Coach, Larry White, their head coach.
That's right. Yeah, he called me Wednesday after Pickett and Redborn had played Tuesday night. Which Pickett beat Redborn about 12, but he said it was tied with about 4 minutes to go. So we're going to have to play a whole lot better than we have tonight if we're going to beat Redborn.
That's the truth. Clay County playing in its ninth consecutive road game here at Pickett County. That's a little bit of fatigue. Probably got to set in just from that alone. Pickett County with the basketball. 3 seconds to play in the quarter. Bradley Burchett steals it, passes ahead to head, and time runs out before Abby Head can do anything with it. 44-21 the score here at the end of the third quarter. Pickett County in front by 23.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Fourth quarter is underway. Pickett County with possession of the basketball. Smith out top. Dishes inside to Burton, who travels. Actually, a foul going to be called against Copas. I hate to harp on officiating. Night in and night out, they've got a very difficult job. This group tonight, though, they've been consistent against both squads, but I have not cared for their brand of officiating. I like to see the teams get to play a little bit. This has not been a physical contest because of those fouls. And here we go. It's Copas on the steal. She feeds off to Arms, the junior duo, the dynamic duo, coming up with 2 points for their squad. Pickett County now back with it. Evans tried to go inside to Luddick. That ball goes off Luddick's foot. Bilbrey comes up with it. She dishes off to Burke, left wing, back into Bilbrey. Bilbrey outside to Smith. Smith to Evans in the corner, defended by Ashlock. She drives, hands back off to Smith. Good ball movement. It's all the way over in the hands now. Burton, left corner, and Copas knocks it out of bounds. Ruddick was trying to feed Burton inside. Smith in, man. 7:15 to play here in the fourth quarter. Pickett County in front, 44-23. Burton with it, defended by Jenkins. Jenkins does a nice job moving her feet, staying with her, does not let her advance. Ball goes out of bounds, off Jenkins' fingertips. Pickett County going to inbound again. Original 5 starters on the floor for head coach Matt Walker right now. Just a meat grinder of contest for these Lady Bulldogs. We mentioned this game tonight, Pickett County, as we see Bilber walk with it. Pickett County ranked 4th in single A. They play the double A number 1 ranked Macon County Tigers tomorrow, and a very potent Red Bull team coming in Tuesday. This is a very important 3-game stretch. You know, we're going to probably go on and drop this one tonight. Good chance they may drop one tomorrow over in Lafayette. I hope not. But they can't get down and feel sorry for themselves, because there's a big District 6A game coming Tuesday night in Salina, Thomas, against Red Bull Springs.
No doubt about it, Daniel. Kind of a murderer's row where they're going down here. And it has been all season long. You know, 6 losses, probably going to be 7 here, but all against quality teams as Eliza Jenkins finds her groove again from 3 and sticks one in there.
44-26 the score after Jenkins knocks down the long ball. 6:25 to play in this contest. Bilbrey with it, right wing for Pickett County. She dishes across Marley Ashlock, almost knocks it away and stole it. Evie Smith came up with the loose ball, and an offensive foul going to be called against Luddick. And I wouldn't be surprised if the official hadn't have seen her facial expression. May have teed her up there. She didn't agree with that call. Forty-four to 26.
Clay County has somewhat battled back. They did trail the most by 25 points. Right now they trail by 18.
7-0 run if you go back to the last shot of the third quarter, Daniel. Clay County's on 7-0 run.
Liza Jenkins picks up her third personal. She was hustling. Can't blame her with it. We'd seen a three-pointer taken by Ashlock. Get banged off the back of the iron. Jenkins went up to try to pull down the rebound and had some body contact. Weaver checks back in to the contest on the floor for Clay County. Jenkins, Copas, Weaver, Arms, and Merchant. As we see a foul call against Jenkins. That's two fouls on Eliza. In the last few seconds of play, that's her fourth personal, Clay County's 16th foul of the second half. 5:55 to play. Pickett County with the basketball. Smith with it. She's in a trap of Weaver and Copas. And a timeout taken. 30-second variety by head coach Brent Smith. We'll be back here on the Horizon.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back live here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're hoping you're enjoying our coverage tonight of this contest. Boys action coming up after this one. Tied for first in the District 6A, 14-2. Clay County Bulldogs will be taking on Pickett County. They always have good contests. No love lost between those programs. As we say, Rachel Copas pick up her second personal of the contest, and that's going to put Pickett County in the bonus. Player of the game for Pickett County, no doubt, Carol Stockton. She goes to the line to shoot the 1-1.
Yeah, she's got 14 so far to lead the Lady Bobcats. Make it 15, Daniel.
Well, I hope she hits the next one, just to be honest, because I said she had 16 earlier. If she hits this, she will. 45-26, the score. She does knock it down, give her 16 on the night. Puts her team back up by 20. Coming out of that Pickett County timeout on the floor for Clay County, Bradley Burchett, Katie Arms, Eliza Jenkins, Rachel Copas, and Lauren Weaver. I like this lineup right here. Pretty good group. 5.5 minutes remaining in the fourth. Katie Arms, left wing. Goes to left elbow, advances down the right block, cutting across the paint. Her jumper no good. She was well defended by Wood. Wood's played a pretty good basketball game. Shayla Wood, the sophomore. We mentioned how four juniors and a senior started for Pickett County. As we see the lone senior on the team, Ellie Smith, miss a three-pointer, rebounded by Liza Jenkins. But Pickett County's got a nice young core coming up, so Coach Smith's going to be good. He's not going to have any down years over the next three or four seasons, that's for sure. 5:13 on the clock. Clay County with the basketball. Copas drives into the paint, running jumper, no good. Rebounded by Bilbrey, who had good position against Merchant. And a foul's going to be called. And if they call this against Jenkins, it's going to be 5 on her. No, it's Copas that picks up the foul, her third. Clay County, a good basketball team, as we talked about. 10-6 overall, lost to teams that were 72-15 overall records, I think. Of course, Pickett County 16-1 on the season, looking to go to 17-1 once this next 5 minutes of game clock goes off, if they can hang on to their 21-point lead.
You know, and they've done this, Daniel. That was Abby Bilbrey's first point of the ball game. You wouldn't have thought that coming into this one.
No, she's one of their featured players, no doubt. Mentioned earlier Coach Ford went on there. Coach Walker thought that
Luddick
was their best player. And Luddick's played a good game. Certainly Carol Stockton has been the cream of the crop tonight for Pickett County, though. Bilbrey, I suppose, missed that second one, Thomas?
She did. Luddick, you mentioned her. She's also in double figures with 10.
I don't remember Bilbrey ever having a really big game against us, you know, the last 2 years.
Good, solid player. Hadn't made a lot of mistakes.
You know, coming out of junior high, she was supposed to be the next great player up here, but she's been pretty solid, but she just really hadn't been as great as, you know, Farrell and some of those kids.
Right.
You know, as far as scoring and stuff.
Jenkins fouls out there, picked up her fist. She's the one that took the brunt of the blow. I guess it was Jenkins that got out of position, but Bilbrey goes to the free throw line, and Jenkins actually down on the floor. Head coach Matt Walker comes out and checks on her. You don't see that a lot in basketball.
Must have took a leg nick to the head there.
Let's go ahead and play an ad here. Going to take a 30-second break as Eliza Jenkins is down on the floor.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Glad to tell you that Eliza Jenkins, okay, just a little shaking up on the place. She got up on her own power and walked to the bench. She did foul out with that, her fifth and final personal foul. 4:40 remaining here in this one. Pickett County in front, 21-26. Abby Bilbrey at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Dory McClain into play for Jenkins. Actually, several substitutes on the floor for Clay County. Looks like Kennedy May, the freshman, Cherokee Upton, the sophomore. Hannah Raines, the junior. Izzy Hale, the freshman. And Dory McClain, the junior. I called her a senior Tuesday night. Coach Sims corrected me, though. She is a junior.
I just thought she was a junior. Sure.
Bilbrey knocks down both of those, putting her team in front by 23. As we mentioned, no shame in dropping this contest to Pickett County. Clay County wishes it would have been a tooth-and-nail fight. They've trailed for a long time in this one. After that first quarter, at the end of one, it was 11-8. Pickett County pulled away with a big second quarter, and Clay County's kind of maintained their ground since then, but never have threatened to cut into that lead. The closest they've got, so I think 15, maybe 18 since that point.
You're right, Daniel. I mean, it's been low scoring. It was an 8-7 third quarter. Clay County's kind of kept it the same margin. It's all about that momentum changing, shifting second quarter where you saw Katie Arms go to the bench with about 30 seconds in, and that just kind of put the offense out of sync.
Certainly did. Pickett County getting ready to mass substitute. Clay County with the basketball. Dory McClain has it left corner. Dishes off to Hale, left elbow. She drives across the paint to right block. Her shot blocked by Bilbrey. Bilbrey probably gets a lot of those. She has a long, long frame. Bilbrey drives down, puts up the free throw range jumper. She smooths and knocks it down. 51-26 the score. Clay County trailing by 25. They will be in action in less than 24 hours. I hope they get a good night's rest because they'll play the Macon County Tigerettes tomorrow at 1 o'clock over in Lafayette. Coach, how many years has Coach White been involved in basketball now? Kind of putting you on the spot here.
Let me think. Probably about 45.
45 years.
Somewhere around there. He graduated from college about the time I started, so I think he started coaching junior high at Red Bull in probably 75 or 76, and he's coached something every year since then, except for that one year when he quit at Red Bull and then he was out for a year before he came back to Macon County. So it's about somewhere around 45 years.
And this is his third year in Macon?
No. Four.
Fourth year in Macon.
He was there the last year I coached.
Pretty impressive to have that long career and do it all within the same county.
Yeah.
Two different schools, of course. Pickett County back with the basketball. Long three-pointer miss, rebounded by Izzy Hale. She hands off to Upton. Cherokee comes across the timeline. Wants to drive. She can score when she feels like it, and she almost did. Running hook shot jumper. Rolled around the rim and fell off. Got her own rebound, though. Kept it alive. Kennedy May fires a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Luddick. Luddick works ahead to Brown. And that pass is a little over Zevas out of Brown's reach. Goes out of bounds. Head coach Brent Smith has 10 players this year. His numbers are up. I remember about 2 years ago he had seven or eight girls.
Yeah, some years he just had about eight. I
always heard that he kind of had a prerequisite maybe that one of his players would be able to run a mile in perhaps 6 minutes or something.
One year he had a couple kids that kind of traveled with him, but they never got to get to dress out because they couldn't make their time.
They don't hardly, as Cherokee Upton knocks down a free throw, making the score 51-27. Don't hardly know if they play as fast as they did a few years ago. They used to be a breakneck speed.
About 13, 14, 15, 16. Man, their pressure game was unbelievable. I mean,
Good half court pressure game, wasn't it?
Half court, full court, everywhere. I mean, we could play with them if we could get the ball down the floor and not turn it over. But golly, they'd turn you over so many times, and they could score points. And you know, 5 minutes they could score like 40 points. It seemed like the game might be fairly close. Next thing you know, you look up and you're down 30. You know. But he's not hardly got the athletes he had then.
No.
Farrell, McClellan, this Bibby girl's sister. She wasn't much of a scorer, but she could really defend. I can't think of the other girls' names, but they were his best teams. Now, this is a pretty good team here, but they're not in that class, I don't think.
Well, I know a lot of those years is no points has been scored, as many coaches have been talking. Minute 34 to play. Pickett County in front, 51-28. Of course, Pickett County's girls do hold possession of 5 state championships, but all of those coming from kind of yesteryear at this point. During the years you just mentioned, they made a lot of trips to the state tournament,
well,
never advanced to the championship game.
They had the, you know, bad luck of drawing the team that won it for like three or four straight years. You know, I think they probably had the second best team in the state. You know, one year, I forgot who beat them, Union City or somebody over that way, you know. You know, they were, like I said, probably second-best team in the state. They just had the bad luck of drawing the best team every year. And then a couple years ago, they were leading Greenfield, the team that won it, about 15 points in the third quarter and ended up losing.
Hmm.
Greenfield went on and won it. Then last year, they got beaten, didn't win it. Gibson County ended up winning it last year.
Clay County with the basketball, minute 10 remaining. Still no points have been scored. Thomas, am I right in that? Did action happen that I didn't tell them about?
Well, maybe one free throw Pickett County did to get to 52.
Ever since substitution's taken place, we haven't seen a lot of points scored on the floor for Clay County. Dory McLean, Izzy Hale, Hannah Raines, Cherokee Upton, and Kennedy May, those same 5 that I told you about a few minutes ago. Pretty good defensive effort by both squads here in the last few minutes of play. Is a long three-pointer taken by Brown. It's no good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Shaglewood. Keeps it alive for Pickett County.
This kind of shows you how a team, you know, how they have their ups and downs. You have a bunch of years they're really good, and then they'll have some years they're not too good. So when I first started, they were good. They won that one state championship in 89, then with a bunch of sophomores, then 90 and 91. They thought they was going to win it again, but we upset them in the tournament both years. Well, then after that, I don't think they beat us but about one time from, you know, 92 up to I quit maybe 2 or 3 times, not many at all. Then when I came back, we beat them the first 3 years I was back, and then they got all those good players I was talking about. Then they beat us the last 3. Of course, we wasn't hardly as good, you know, those years, but, you know, we wasn't that bad. But they're on an upswing right now. I think they're going to be good for the next few years.
Right.
I think their junior high teams have been pretty good the last few years.
15 seconds remaining. Cherokee Upton fires a 3, no good. Rebounded by Pickett County, and we are at 10 seconds. Brown with it, crosses the timeline. And I believe the Lady Bobcats will hang on to it, walk away with this district 6A win. They are in sole possession of second place currently in the district. Final score in this one, Clay County 52. Actually, I wish, Pickett County 52, Clay County 28. We'll be back and do our post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lenders member.
Welcome back to Birdstown for the Cumberland Exteriors Lady Dog Wrap-Up, where we can tell you that Pickett County dominated Clay County 52-28 here in Birdstown. They led 36-14 at the half after a huge second quarter, Coach. Outscored the Lady Bulldogs 25-6. We saw Katie Arms go out with three fouls early in that quarter. Just no offensive identity for Clay County.
We didn't. It's just a... it's a bad game all the way around. You know, Katie getting in foul trouble and, Brady Burchett getting in foul trouble where she's coming off of an injury. It's the first time she's played in 2.5 weeks. Well, she was a little rusty when she was out there, but, you know, we just didn't, I didn't think have any chemistry or continuity on offense. We turned the ball over a lot, mostly our doing, you know, they press, but we handled that pretty good. We get it down and try to make a pass that wasn't there.
Right, it didn't happen in the backcourt.
Oh, no.
You know, Rachel was breaking it, one-man press breaker, just like she always is, get it across the half court, make three passes, and we're turning it over.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. You know, we just played bad and, you know, got kicked pretty good. You know, after the first quarter, you know, it was 11-8, I think, at the end of one. And,
it was.
You know, I was expecting us to pick it up, but unfortunately, they picked it up and we didn't. You know, they, like you said, they outscored us, I think, 25-6 the second quarter. And for all intents and purposes, that was the ballgame, you know.
Well, if you look at the breakdown, they made four threes tonight. The Lady Bobcats did. Three of those came in that second quarter where they outscored us. And then Stockton off the bench, she had 10 of her 17 in that same quarter.
She was quite different.
Bilbrey sitting on the pass.
Yeah, difference in the ball game. I mean, I didn't even know who the girl was. So.
Right.
Somebody I kind of remember last year maybe playing a little, but not to the effect as effective as she was tonight. You know, we just couldn't guard her. You know, she beat us off the dribble, posting up, and hit her foul shots for the most part, but she was a good player tonight.
Only one player in double figures for Clay County, and that was Katie Arms. Just 10 on the night, though, Coach. Nothing from the outside. We made one three-pointer in this contest, and that came from Eliza Jenkins in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. 28 points, not going to win you any games, pretty much, you know, against a good team. I mean, we held them to 52. That's not a terrible amount of points to give up, you know.
Right.
We'll normally score that many because those games at Christmas, you know, we won 50-48, 52-50. So, you know, if we're scoring like we normally do, we got killed tonight, but if they come to our place, you know, I look for it to be a different game. I think it'll at least be a real close game if we don't win. It wouldn't surprise me if we didn't beat them down there.
Coach, appreciate you taking
See
you next Tuesday.
Okay, thank you.
Katie Arms led the way with 10 points. Bradley Burchett had 4. Rachel Copas, 2. Liza Jenkins, 4. Isabella Hell, 2. Zoe Hayes, 1 point. Cherokee Upton, 4. And Abby Head, 1. For Clay County. Kendall Luddick also scored 10 for Pickett County, along with Carol Stockton, 17, to lead the way for the Lady Bobcats. Again, this has been the Cumberland Exteriors Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors and Parker Donaldson. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof, metal, and more.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County, because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Holly's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina, and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off for Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back. It's time for the Budget Pest Control Boys 6A update. Two teams tied for first place in the district right now. One of them here in front of us, Clay County, 14-2 overall, 4-1 in the district. They are here in Byrdstown tonight to play the Pekin County Bobcats. The other team tied for first, Gordonsville, 10-6 overall, 4-1. They did defeat us earlier this season down in Gordonsville. Tonight they host Monterey. Two boys teams tied for third. Monterey, 13-3 overall, 3-1 in the district.
And they are at Gordsville. That's going to be a big one right there. 13-3 Monterey against 10-6 Gordsville. The other team tied for third in the district is Redbone Springs. They are 13-6 overall, 3-1 in district play. Tonight, they play host to Jackson County. Fifth place, Pickett County, 10-6 overall, 2-3 in district play. They are here in about 4 minutes. We'll see them playing the Bulldogs. Sixth place in District 6A is Jackson County, the team the Bulldogs defeated Tuesday night. They're 7-8 overall, 1-3 in district play. Tonight, they make the short trip up the road to Redbone Springs. Seventh place, Trousdale County, 6-10 overall, 1-4 in district play. Tonight, they host Clark Range, and Clark Range is eighth place in the district, 4-12 overall, 0-4 in district play. And as we said, tonight, they are at Trousdale County. This Boys 6A update has been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. We kill more bugs than car windshields. Now we'll go ahead and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashcock & Strong Insurance. I'll let Thomas get settled back in here to the scores table, and actually not the scores table, we're at the broadcast table. Thomas, well, what do you think about it? Full coverage final word here tonight. Let's make sure we cover it all, just like Mark and that agency does.
Well, Daniel, my policy is not simple. The dogs have the horses to beat the Bobcats, and I think they've learned everybody's gunning for them, including this Pickett County team, So all I have to do is treat it like a business trip up here and play their game. Amonel probably have a few things up his sleeve. He'll try something against us. And I think if we just play our game, that won't matter. What do you think, Coach?
I watched them play about three quarters of the night after we finished up at York. Stopped down and watched them in Livingston square off down at Livingston Academy. And they're a pretty solid ball club. The two Amonette brothers, of course, usually lead the way. But no, they've got some good basketball players. And something that kind of impressed me was that they picked up maybe 10 or 12 points on the offensive rebound putbacks, which is something, that we really need to watch out for because, those are kind of gimmies that you don't want to allow the opposition to get, and they picked up a few of those. But they're a pretty well-rounded team and a pretty athletic team.
Coach, you mentioned head coach Joseph Amonette had two sons that were playing on the team. You coached, four of your nephews that are essentially like sons to you. How big of an advantage is that for that relationship where a player knows so well what a coach wants out on the floor?
Well, I think that's something with the players that I had that they understood that, the more is expected.
I said nephews, brother-in-law.
They understood that, what was expected of them. They weren't ever treated any differently, but that they knew the effort that was expected, and they were generally, leaders on the team, and they were, they accepted the position that was assigned to them. But, there was one thing about all the years that they played when I was coaching, we didn't discuss games away from the gym. Home was home. And
that's
I think
good
that,
policy. I bet Amonette do that too.
Yeah. And, that's something that, it's not easily done, but, when the game's over, you're not the coach then.
Pickett County certainly, as we mentioned in the update, our fifth place, Clay County first place. The Bobcats are going to come with a big old Bulldogs, have a big old target on their back. That's kind of a tough place to be every night.
Yeah, and we know that they're going to be sliding in front of Strong all night long. Anytime he goes to the basket, they're going to be laying back there waiting for him and hoping to get that 50-50 call in their favor. So that, that's something he's got to be careful about, having that head up and not get caught up in that type thing. But we definitely don't need him getting in foul trouble on offensive fouls.
We saw that foul trouble take place in the girls' game with Katie Arms and Riley Burgett. Well, folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashcock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We do hear that pregame buzzer sound here. They're about to announce the starting lineups here in Byrdstown. So we'll go ahead and bring you the Subway Boys starting lineups for this contest. We'll start with the home team, Pickett County Bobcats. They are dressed in their all-white jerseys. They've got black numerals on them tonight. Starting for them will be number 21, Luke Smith, number 14, John Reagan, number 1, Slade Copeland, number 15, Zach Aminette, and number 3, Will Aminette. I do not have classes on those Pickett County players. Do apologize for that. We'll go ahead and bring you these Clay County starters now. We do have one change in the usual starting lineup. A typical starter, senior number 24, Mason Sharp, is out sick. He is not dressed tonight, I don't believe. Starting in his place will be a sophomore, number 2, Eli Smith. The other typical starters, a senior number 1, Jake Heschlock. A senior, actually a junior, number 11, Grant Strong. Actually, that's listed wrong. That's a sophomore, number 11, Grant Strong. Sorry about that. A junior, number 10, Gunner Silk. And a sophomore, number 4, Jeffrey Spivey, for head coach Rob Edwards, who's in his 20th year. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do. Jake Ashok going to step into the circle to jump for Clay County tonight. The big story here, Mason Sharp not playing due to illness.
Yeah, I think that could hurt us, but, you know, we've seen Smith put in some big minutes already this season. He's doing a good job, especially defensively. If we can get him on the defensive end and then, you know, maybe put in a few points, just going to have somebody step up to replace the double figures that Mason Sharp puts up night in, night out.
Pickett County controls the tip. It was Luke Smith who knocked it to his team. The Bobcats shooting at the goal to our right here in the first half. And quickly down on the board, Will Aminette, number 3, knocks down the three-pointer. And Pickett County's in front, 3-0. 7:35 mark. Number 10, Gunner Silk, the junior point guard, has it out top, dishes off to the senior Ashlock, and quickly we have a foul called against Clay County.
I think it was a moving screen on Eli Smith to start it off, Daniel.
Smith with his first personal of the contest. I'm sure we'll see a lot of that occur tonight as well. A combination perhaps of him and Smith out there. Smith doing a nice job on the defensive end right now against Aminette, forcing the pass inside to John Reagan, who's posted up against Ashlock. Ashlock steals that ball away from him, gets it ahead to Grant Strong, the talented sophomore. He's at right wing. This is to Ashlock. Ashlock drives. This is off to Smith. Smith off to Silk. He fires a 3. No, sir. Rebounded by Pickett County. It is Reagan that pulls down that rebound, works ahead to Zach Aminette. Aminette's jump shot is good. The Aminette brothers team up for the first 5 points of the contest here for their squad, and Pickett County's in front 5-0. The Bobcats trying to sweep it tonight as we saw the girls defeat Clay County 52-28 a few moments ago. Jake Ashlock's going to go to the line to shoot two. He was working against Slade Copeland, who picks up his first personal.
I think that's what you're going to see tonight. They really don't have anybody with the size of Jake Ashlock, do they, coach? I think we might see Ashlock dominate inside tonight.
He needs to tonight.
He's the biggest man on the floor, that's for sure. I said Copeland picked up that foul. It was actually John Parker Reagan. Ashlock hits one of those free throws. The score now 5-1. He missed the second. Pickett County going to have possession of the basketball as it rolled out of bounds. Will Aminette running the point for his squad. Dishes to Reagan. Back to Aminette. Out top to Reagan, who fires a 3-pointer. It's good. Pickett County coming out hot.
Yes, they have.
Post player knocking down a 3-pointer for him. Pickett County in front, 8-1. Gunner Silk with it. Goes to Strong. Strong at left wing. Goes behind his back. Dishes off to Smith. Smith to Spivey, who's in the corner. Fires the 3. Yes, sir.
Got it.
Jeffrey Spivey. Hits the 3-pointer. 8-4 now the score. Zach Aminette drives, working against Eli Smith. Shot no good. Nice job by Smith. Ashlock with the rebound. Pushes ahead quickly now to Eli Smith. Now him to Silk. Silk drives into the paint, hands off to Ashlock. He fires a 3. No. Rebound by Pickett County. Zach Aminette pulls it down. Actually, that's Will. I'll get them confused all night. I apologize in advance for that. Twin brothers playing. Will Aminette with it, top of the key, defended by Gunner Silk, passes off to brother Zach. He's at right wing, defended by Eli Smith, inside now to Reagan, who has an easy layup. Nice job there by Pickett County. 10-4 the score. Nice little play.
Yes, it was. That's a good turn and go.
Jake Ashlock with it, top of the key for Clay County, hands off to Gunner Silk, now to Spivey in the left corner. He drives, dishes off to Silk, his shot off the glass, no good. Offensive foul called against Gunner Silk. These officials tonight not allowing a lot of aggressive driving by the offense.
You know, kind of a nightmare start here for Clay County, but you don't see any of the nerves yet out of them. You know, they know they can just weather this storm. Just a six-point deficit so far with the five-minute mark here in this first quarter.
5 minutes on the clock as we see a travel called against Pickett County. Clay County takes back over. They do trail by six, 10-4. Gunner Silk with it, runs the point. Joseph Hammonette, the head coach of the Bobcats, an alumni from up here, a Mr. Basketball back in his day, part of a couple of those state championship squads that the boys have. Jay Cashock working inside. He's going to be fouled by Reagan. Reagan picks up his second personal early in this one. Thomas, you played against Hammonette back in your day, and he's right there with the likes of Tyree Key as far as Upper Cumberland talent goes.
At the time, he was definitely the best of that era, Daniel. I mean, he was just unstoppable. You know, he could shoot it from the outside. He wasn't just a super athletic guy, but he was crafty enough to get his shot off and at any place on the floor, and he was deadly.
Ashlock hit both of those, 10-6 now the score. Deadly enough of a player to go on and play at Wake Forest Division I basketball, started for them later on in his career. He is coaching his squad now for, I think, the third year that he's back up here in Pickett County taking over that job. Pickett County has a turnover on their offensive end. Clay County now with an opportunity to draw within two. 10-6 the score, 4:37 on this first quarter clock. Pickett County came out hot, but we've kind of neutralized them.
We've kind of evened it up just a little bit.
4.5 minutes remain in this opening quarter. Alec Kerr has checked in for Eli Smith. Grant Strong with it, top of the key. He's defended by Luke Smith. Strong tied up by Smith. Smith steals it from him, works it ahead to number 35. He misses a dunk attempt. That was Mark Smith. Misses that dunk attempt. Strong gets the rebound, comes back down, goes to Ashok inside. Ashok working inside on the post, spins in the paint, puts it up good. Scoring over the top of Slate Copeland. As you mentioned, Thomas, Ashok, the biggest guy out there, that's definitely something we can expose.
And he, like Coach mentioned in the last broadcast, he's gotten so good with those interior post moves. He's unstoppable down there.
10-8 the score after Ashok put in the bucket. One possession game. Pickett County with the basketball. Zach Hammonette, right wing, defended by Gunner Silk. Hammonette puts up the jumper from free throw range. Good shot.
That's a good shot.
Three.
Our defense fell down.
Go ahead, Thomas.
We've seen him, Coach Edwards, run Silk and Smith both at Zach Hammonette. He's another one, a lot like his father. I don't think he's quite the player that Joseph was yet. But he can get his shot off, Daniel. He's not necessarily a big, tall guy. He's not that quick, but he's crafty.
Alec Kerr, right block, shot up, no good. He was fouled, though. And Zach Hammonette picks up that foul, his first personal. Can you verify? We don't have classes, but are Hammonette twins sophomores?
I'm pretty sure. They were freshmen last year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kerr at the line to shoot two. First one's away, no good. A little too strong off the back of the iron.
Maybe a little nerve here early.
Kerr's going to get a shot at the second one here. It's away. No good. Missed it by the same mark. 3:15 left to play here in the first quarter. Pickett County with a four-point lead, 12-8. Zach Hammonette with the ball, dribbles across, passes off to Brother Will. At right wing, the young, the smaller Hammonette, defended by Kerr, and he scores over the top of him. I started to say the younger, of course, they're the same age. Zach is taller than Will. Is Grant Strong fires a three-pointer from left wing. No good. Rebounded by Zach Hammonette. He comes down. Fires a three of his own. It's no good. Rebounded this time, Grant Strong. Here he comes quickly. Two-on-one situation. Strong going to keep it himself. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Pickett County. Nice little pump fake. Acted like he was going to kick it across the paint to Kerr. Did not miss that shot. Pickett County scores. A bit of a taunting maneuver there by Slade Copeland. And a timeout taken. 30-second variety by Coach Edwards. We'll go ahead and go to break here. Pickett County on a nice run. They lead 16-8.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We're back here in Thomas. Piggott County's got a nice run going.
They do, Daniel, and the Ammonettes have combined for 9 of Piggott County's 16 so far, and they're up by 8, 16-8 here with about 2.5 minutes to go in this first quarter.
Clay County with the ball on the floor for the black and gold. Freshman Alec Kerr, senior Jake Ashelock, sophomores Eli Smith, Jeffrey Spivey, and Grant Strong. Strong with it, top of the key, kicks it to Kerr. Kerr inside to Ashelock. Ashelock across the court to Smith. He fires the three. Yeah, bank it in there. Hit the front of the rim, hit the backboard,
yeah,
went in.
Used it all.
That's right. 2 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. 16-11 the score. Piggott County trying to extend that lead. They have the basketball. And we've got a 5 second call. Alec Kerr doing a nice job. We've seen for years he Kimes do that with that suffocating defense. And Alec Kerr probably even quicker than Kimes. We're going to see a lot of that out of him.
He is quicker than Kimes. He can move his feet faster than anybody I've ever seen. You can't get around him. But he doesn't have quite play with the fire that Heath Kimes does.
Kimes with it. Drives inside. Jumper. Good. Off the brush. So Kerr comes down. Gets the steal or gets the turnover on the 5 second defensive call, then comes down, scores two. And now we've got a one possession game here, 16-13. Piggott County is in front as a personal foul is called against Clay County's number 4, Jeffrey Spivey. That is his first personal. Clay County's third team foul. Just what we expected so far, Coach.
Yeah, yeah.
District 6A battle between two traditions up here, Clay County and Piggott County basketball known statewide.
Absolutely.
Minute 25 and ticking. You know, Zach Amonette out top with it.
We interviewed Gunner Silk in our pregame show along with Coach Edwards, and you know, he thrives in this position. As we see a over-the-back foul against Copeland, I think, Daniel.
It is Copeland.
But I'll tell you what, you know, the kid, he's really become a complete player. He can shoot from the outside when he has to, but Coach Evers depends on him guarding the other team's best player night in, night out.
Grant Strong finally gets on the board. His two in the paint. Good. We've got a one-point game. Piggott County 16, Clay County 15. 1 minute to play. That's in the first quarter here. Capacity crowd on hand here in this small gym to watch it. And another personal call on the defensive end.
That one's going to be on Silk. Like I say, he's bodying up Zach Amonette right here, Daniel, facing him right now, trying to deny him the ball off a screen, off a pass, and Silk goes to the bench right after that one, though.
Well, the way the officials are calling this game, Silk going to maybe have to back off his traditional style of defense. Usually you can get away with a little bit of contact. They're not going to have it tonight. Second personal for Silk. Zach Amonette with it. Kicks it in the corner to Mark Smith. Smith back out top to Amonette. He shoots left elbow good. The kid knows how to score.
He does. And he's continually looking to score.
35 seconds remains. Kerr runs the point. Dishes down low to Eli Smith, who's posted up. Back out top to Kerr. Strong sets up at left wing. He has the ball. Directs traffic. Goes back to Kerr. Kerr back to Strong. Clay County may be playing for the last shot here. 20 seconds to ticket. Strong going to have to move if he's tightly guarded by Smith. He breaks that 5 second barrier and it resets. 13 seconds now. Down to 10. Strong working against Smith. Strong all the way to the hoop. Has the ball knocked out of his hands and stolen. Could have been a foul, but no whistles broke. 3 seconds now. Amonette drives to the asphalt, and the corner ends. We've got an instant classic here, folks. Piggott County 18, Clay County 15. Heading into one.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, View our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Thomas, quickly want to talk about these Clay County High School cheerleaders. There's three seniors, Abby Collins, Taylor Smith, and Leanne Smith, two juniors, Austin Maggie Weir, four sophomores, Anna Ray Collins, Haley Kirk, Tamara Smith, and Zoe Siever. The crew's rounded out by four freshmen, Allie Copeland, Haley Montgomery, Kimberly Trobaugh, and Katie Burnett. They do a great job here as they're getting basketball season well underway, coached by Stephen and Lana Chipwood.
Make every trip, Daniel.
They certainly do. Only thing they missed, I think, was the Christmas tournament.
That's right.
Clay County with the basketball to start this quarter. Eli Smith, left corner, fires the three, no good. Rebounded by Mark Smith for Pickett County. Quickly, Pickett County up the floor. Wilhelm Manette with it. Drives into the paint. Shot up, good. He's working against Alec Kerr. Kerr was there with good defense, just an even better offensive play. Now Kerr quickly back down. Dishes off to Spivey. He fires the three, no good for Jeff. Rebounded Grant Strong, put back good. Good presence by Strong there around the hoop. 7-10 to play in the second. Pickett County in front, 20-17. Offensive
foul. Block.
Offensive foul called against Pickett County.
So Will Aminette trying to set a screen, just didn't hardly get set. You know, Joseph Aminette, the coaching father, has got both of his sons kind of running the perimeter around these screens, Daniel, trying to pop loose, and he was trying to screen for his brother there and got caught.
Pickett County with five team fouls at this point and a half. Clay County with four. Clay County with the basketball, and here we see a steal by Smith. He drives. He's fouled. No, shot on the floor, or a foul on the floor. Grant Strong going to be called for the foul. His first personal. The layup was good. However, it was waved off. They said the foul took place prior to the shot. Pickett County going to inbound. Pickett County does have a three-point lead, 20-17. And they have the basketball. This crowd getting a little raucous here. Both sides showing their displeasure with the officials. Pickett County inbound. It's worked into Smith. He has it in right corner. Works over now to Copeland. Copeland in right wing, defended by Strong. He gives it up to Zach Aminette. Aminette defended by Eli Smith, who's starting for the ill-plagued Mason Sharp.
Smith doing a great job on Aminette. He's got him frustrated. Pulls up off the jumper, off the corner of the elbow, and misses.
Forces that miss. Spivey pulls down the rebound, works ahead to Strong. Strong misses the layup, rebounded by Copeland. Copeland now back to Zach Aminette. He crosses the timeline, dishes back to Copeland. Now to Will Aminette. Over in the corner to Mark Smith, back out top to the smaller Aminette. He's defended by Alec Kerr. The Aminette boys being guarded by Eli Smith and Alec Kerr. Both of those guys doing a fine job. But we've got another offensive foul called a moving screen. It's going to go against Copeland, and that's his second personal. Coach, you know, what's that official's name down here? I know you know it probably.
Veteran official Keith Dyer. He's paying attention to those rubs off the corner that Aminette's trying to get. Smith, you can't say enough about the defensive effort that Smith has given here tonight.
Keith Dyer does a great job. He's the one that caught that illegal offensive foul. As Spivey puts it up from right block. No good. Rebounded by Zach Aminette. Good ball game going here. Pickett County in front, 20-17. 5:45 to play in the second. Not much scoring here in this second quarter thus far. Smith has it. Drives right side. 8-foot jumper. Good. Elevated high and put it off. 5.5 minutes on the clock now. Grant Strong with it. Left block. His team trails by five. 22-17. Strong in a trap. Needs help. Gets it off to Kerr. Kerr right wing. Back to Strong. Strong been defended all night by Luke Smith, a veteran player. And Strong scores over him. Drives down the left side of the lane and puts it up.
Great give and go.
He'll go to the line to shoot one as he was fouled. He'll try to complete this three-point play the old-fashioned way. Pull his team within two.
You know, we see Coach Aminette, whenever Strong catches it on the perimeter, he's running two at him, trying to get him to give the ball up. Like Coach said, great give and go. He gave it up, cut to the basket, and got it back for the hoop and the horn.
Clay County going to maintain possession. Strong did miss that free throw. Ball was knocked out of bounds by Pickett County, though. Strong inbound, gets it to Kerr. He fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Pickett County. With Aminette with it, top of the key, hands off to Smith. Lay up, no good, too strong off the glass. Rebounded Eli Smith. He goes to Ashrock. Ashrock slow playing it here, trying to draw a foul. Could not do so. Hands off to Strong. Strong walks. No, foul. He was fouled. It's contact. I thought they were going to call a walk.
You know, Strong stride is deceptive, Daniel. He's got a little Euro step when he needs to, and his body control, he can get around those defenders. I don't think he took the extra step there.
Did not. I saw it wrong. As we mentioned Tuesday night, he strides so long, he covers so much ground. And he's going to go to the line. Did they count the bucket? They did not. They're going to let him shoot two.
I don't think.
Actually, 1-1. Shooting 1-1 is Clay County's in the bonus.
Pickett County's in the foul.
Strong did miss that one at the free throw line. He's a little off thus far tonight. Pickett County comes down. Zach Aminette misses. Rebounded by Luke Smith. He keeps it alive. Smith goes across to Reagan, who's been out for a while now with personal fouls. Comes back on the floor. He dishes off to Aminette. Aminette shot no good. Rebound Jeff Spidey. Spidey lost the handle, though. Pickett County going to come back with possession. Just too much momentum.
This is the atmosphere we were looking for in that girls' game, Daniel. It's pretty electric in here. It's tense. You know, Clay County's trailing early here by three, but it's one of those games that you love to be sitting in the stands and being a part of.
Well, you love to be sitting here, Con, and I hope you folks at home can understand just how good a contest it is. 22-19 right now. Pickett County with the ball and the lead. 4:20 and ticking on the clock. Will Aminette has it, defended by Alec Kerr out top. Kerr trying to get another five-second call, and that's great defense as Will Aminette fell down under the heavy pressure. Kerr comes up with it, gives to Spivey. He drives and scores.
Good job, Jeff.
2 points for Jeff Spivey. Halfway through the second quarter, one-point game. Clay County trails 21-22. Nothing less than what we expected in this contest. Reagan fires a three, missed it. Rebound Grant Strong. Strong, Spivey, and Eli Smith, the sophomores, playing great in this contest so far. Eli Smith with it, left corner. Works inside to Kerr, who was cutting Kerr so fast he outran the pass. 3.5 minutes left in the second. Pickett County picked up the loose ball. They have it. Luke Smith, right wing, defended by Grant Strong, drives to the paint, circles back out, drives again, shot up from right block. No good. Rebound, Jake Ashlock. The senior gives it up to the sophomore, and Grant Strong crosses the timeline. 20-year veteran head coach Rob Edwards up, yelled out instructions to his sophomore guard, takes his seat back on the bench. Spivey, left corner, inside the Ashlock. Jake pushes it up.
No good.
Carries on the rebound. Put back. No good, but he was fouled. And it's going to be, I believe, Mark Smith, number 35, with that foul. His first personal of the contest. That is Pickett County's 19th foul. Ashlock was shooting. He'll go to the line for two. However, the next Pickett County foul, regardless of where it's at on the floor, puts Clay County at the line in the double bonus to shoot two. And Ashlock misses the free throw. Thomas, we've missed a lot of free throws. You're counting them right now.
Well, we've got 6 missed free throws so far here in about, quarter and a half of gameplay from Clay County. They don't do that.
Ashlock ties it up. Clay County now back to even with Pickett County. They trailed the entire contest, I believe, since Pickett County first got on the board. And a travel. Slade Copeland takes one too many steps, and there's a turnover. Clay County now with the chance to take the first lead they've had in the game. Grant Strong going to run the point here. We see freshman Jimmy Burchett is checked into the contest. Ashlock now, left block. Offensive foul against Jake. Little too strong with the spin move power dribble.
Well, I don't see that, Daniel. I mean, basically Ashlock pivoted to one side, came back to the other. Reagan just flopped. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You hear the boos here in the crowd. We've talked about these officials in the girls' game, and it just continues here in the boys.
Heated atmosphere. 2:40, second quarter. Knotted up at 22. Pickett County with the ball. Will Aminette, right wing, dishes off to Copeland. Copeland over to Zach Aminette. Give and go. Copeland can't hang on, lost the ball, went out of bounds with it. Clay County basketball.
Tell you what, I'm impressed with. You know, we've been without the senior Mason Sharp. Could have been some of the difference here in that first quarter that we got behind. These young players are settling in. You see Alec Curry, Eli Smith, even Jimmy Burchett coming on the floor a few minutes ago. Coach Edwards is developing some depth as this season goes along, and this is a big game to have to do it in.
Eli Smith played a ton of minutes in the preseason while the football players were still off on the gridiron. Alec Kerr, just a gamer, played huge games during football season. They're nothing new to competition as we see Puget County come up with the basketball.
That's horrible.
And the Clay County fans furious. It's poor officiating on the offensive end led to a turnover. Peaky County with the basketball, still not it up. Coach, two tricks for us to try to take the lead. Couldn't do it.
No.
The Bobcats.
Just a little bit out of sync.
Bobcats with the basketball. John Parker Reagan in the paint. 6 foot jumper good. Peaky County back out in front. Minute 30 to play here in the first half. This one has the feeling of a postseason tournament style game already here midway through the regular season. First time these teams have met this year.
Strong drives.
Right block. He was fouled, but no call. Got the loose ball, put it in and scored.
High ball game again, Daniel.
Starting to let him play, I guess, because he really got hammered.
Yes, he did.
1 minute to play here in the fourth quarter. And I'm sure you can hear these Clay County faithful. And an offensive foul calls against number 15, Zach Evanette. And here we see Amonette pick up what's going to be his second personal.
What a half of basketball already, Daniel. Like you said, kind of a low-scoring contest, but you see it back and forth all night long already.
Eli Smith running the point. Hands off to Kerr. Kerr drives. Free throw line. Hands off to Strong. Strong back out of the top of the key. He drives. Gets to the free throw line. Jumper. No good. Off the front of the iron. Rebound. John Parker Reagan. He tries to work it out to Amonette. Amonette falls. Strong picks it up. Drives. Good. Oh, off the rim. No good. On the way up. Strong's been close all night. Just a little off on the short shots. Zach Amonette scores. His team goes back in front. 26-24. Alec Kerr across the timeline. 25 seconds to play. Blocking foul call. Will Amonette going to be called for that one? His second personal. We have four Bobcats with two personals. None of them with more than that, though. Kerr going to go to the line to shoot two in the double bonus. 26-24. Clay County trails by two. Kerr could tie it up. A lot of fun calling this one, Coach.
I'm telling you, this getting a bit texty out there.
Kerr knocks down the first one. His team within one. Coach Edwards up off the bench. Coach Amonette up off the bench. Both coaches getting involved here. Kerr releases the second one, knocks it down. Knotted up at 26. 24.9 seconds remaining. Will Amonette with the ball. Looks over to his dad to get instructions. Crosses the timeline. 15 seconds to play. Amonette defended by Kerr. Gives it off to Smith, who's defended by Spivey. Smith drives. Picked up now by Ashcock. Jumper no good. Rebounded by Reagan. 5 seconds to play in the half. Will Amonette hands off to brother Zach. He's going to have it. Drives, shoots. Hits it. They're going to count that one. It is a two-pointer, not a three. Pickett County leads at the half, 28-26. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Birdstown, which was rowdy just a few minutes ago, as we have a good ball game playing out in front of us here, where Clay County trails Pickett County 28-26 at the half. Pickett County led 18-15 at the end of the second quarter, but they were up by as many as at the end of the first quarter. They were up by as many as 8 at one time, 16-8, but Clay County went on a 7-0 run to close the gap to 1 before Pickett County scored at the buzzer in the end of the first to make it 18-15. And then a pretty even second stanza. Clay County outscored Pickett County 11-10 for the halftime score of 28-26. It was a tie ball game until Zach Amonette put in the final two of his 10 first half points at the buzzer to give Pickett County the 28-26 lead. His brother also has 7 points for Will Amonette. John Reagan has 7. Slay Copeland, 2. Then Mark Smith, 2. Clay County is being led by Grant Strong, who scored 6 of his 8 in the second quarter. Dick Aslock has 6. Jeffries, 5. He's 5. Alec Kerr, 4 off the bench. And Eli Smith, that big 3-pointer. Again, Clay County trails 28-26 here at halftime in Birdstown.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthandRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation.
Back here live in Pickett County on the Horizon Sports Network, the Bobcats in front of the Bulldogs 28-26. Girls action earlier than that. Clay County just could not get it going. Brent Smith, the Brent Smith-led Lady Bobcat team, winners tonight 52-28 in that contest. As we said, it's a dandy here in this one, 28-26 at the half. Just quickly, one personal foul on Jake Ashlock, one on Grant Strong, two on Gunnar Silk, one on Jeffrey Spivey, one on Eli Smith, for Pickett County, one personal for Luke Smith, two for John Parker Reagan, two for Slade Copeland, two for Zach Amonette, two for Will Amonette, one for Mark Smith. Coach, you've coached in over 500 basketball games. We actually talked about you during our Battle Bulldog History pregame show. It was your turn to be discussed as a member of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. I think that record was maybe 447 wins to 100 and some odd losses. Mightily impressive. What do you do in a good tight game like this?
Well, you know, you just keep doing the things that you know that you've worked on and you've been coached to do. You know, I always felt like if you had about five or six basic things that you did right every night, you were going to be hard to beat. And, you know, it seems like a lot of times you've got a little bit of an advantage or people are trying to stop you. You know, if they change their game to beat you, I think, you know, you've got about half the battle won. But this close game tonight, we're not hitting our foul shots early on. And we're not getting the breaks of the ball. You know, a lot of them aren't rolling in that normally would. And so, you know, hopefully that'll change a little bit this half.
You're right. We played very well. Grant Strong in particular, he's had a lot of shots that have just rolled around that rim and decided to fall off rather than fall in. And, you know, I know of at least probably five shots. That's 10 points. That's what a difference that would have made this game. He usually gets those. So maybe that second half, it'll roll our way.
Hopefully it will. And like I said, of course, Mark Eislock inside continue with his play. And I don't think we don't have anyone in foul trouble yet. And we're doing a pretty good job on the defensive end. I think the two Amonette boys probably got a few points, but now they've worked hard for everyone they've got.
They have.
And we've done a pretty good job on stopping the other guys from scoring.
Yes, I agree 100%. Under a minute now to go before we get this back one going. I need to start carrying a schedule with me. I started to tell you the date of when we would meet Pickett County again. Of course, that game will be in Salina. I didn't bring one. We do know that the boys will be in action again tomorrow over in Lafayette, less than 24 hours from now. The girls tip off at 1 o'clock against Macon County, and the boys will be playing after that girls' contest. Now, the next game that we'll call live here on the Horizon Sports Network for the boys will be at home Tuesday night against Dearborn Springs. It looks like we meet Pickett County less than a month from now. 25th game of the season, February the 4th. That one will be at home. So we'll have that one live on the Horizon Sports Network, too. But we encourage you to come on out and watch it yourself. There's the buzzer, Coach. We're going to flip ends. Clay County's going to be shooting at the hoop to our right during this quarter. Pickett County, the hoop to our left.
Maybe changing the bucket will help a little bit.
Hopefully so. Pickett County with the basketball. Will Amonette up top. Goes to Copeland, who's in the right corner, defended by Strong. Copeland back to Amonette. Amonette back to Copeland. And now back to Amonette again. Over to Zach Eminette, defended by Eli Smith. Zach works the drive, goes base on left side. Eli cuts him off. Nice job by Smith. He gives it over to Luke Smith for Pickett County, who's defended by Spivey. Now back out top to Copeland. Good ball movement by the Bobcats. 30 seconds already gone out of this quarter. Coach Joseph Eminette sending in a set play. They start to execute. Three-pointer taken by Reagan. No good. Rebound Ashok. He gets up to Strong. Here he comes quickly. Crosses over in the lane. Shot up. Good. Beautiful play by Grant Strong. And we are tied up 28-28.
Well, Strong got hit hard at the corner there before he finished that one off, Daniel. They are starting to let him play, unlike what we saw in the girls' game.
6:45 and ticking. Luke Smith in the paint, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Smith. Going to try to go back up. Actually, dishes out to Copeland. Copeland tries to get it back out top. It's Zach Eminette. He drives left baseline, defended by Gunnar Silk. Gunnar cuts him off and stolen. Jake Ashok picks his pocket. Gunnar Silk did the dirty work. Jake come in and just took it away. Jeffrey Spivey, right corner, fires the three, knocks it down.
That's Jeffrey's spot.
Clay County in front, their biggest lead of the night. 3 points, 31-28. 6:15 on the clock. Smith with it, left corner. He's defended by Spivey. Circles out up top. Does Smith. Resets the offense. A lot of screens going on. Smith just watching, looking for somebody to come clear. Ends up handing off to Will Aminette, who does the same thing. Goes out top to set it. Zach Aminette and Gunnar Silk having a little personal battle down there away from the basketball. Aminette very frustrated with the suffocating defense that Silk's providing. And we see a foul against Spivey in the paint. Luke Smith driving. He scores. Spivey picks up his second personal of the contest. 5:43 on the clock. 31-30 is the score. Luke Smith hit the line to shoot two. Actually, to shoot one. The layup was good. Completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Coach, we're back tied up.
Yes, we are.
Grant Strong with it, going to run the point, crosses the timeline, kicks it over to Eli Smith, who now goes to Spivey. Spivey inside to Ashlock, ball knocked out of bounds by Reagan. Clay County going to get the reset and inbound. Low scoring third quarter so far, 5:34 on the clock. Spivey with it right wing, goes back to Strong left wing, inside now to Ashlock, almost lost the handle, saved it, got it back to Strong, Strong from left elbow, shot too strong, no good, rebound Zach Aminette. Aminette across the timeline, has no help, it's 1-on-4, 4 Clay County defenders, and he scores anyway. Zach Aminette scoring by himself over 3-4 Clay County defenders. Clay County trying to play quick. Ashlock full court pass was stolen by Zach Aminette. Aminette to brother Will. He shoots the three. Good. And they're hot. Coach Edwards up thinking about a timeout, and he wants one. And he's complaining right now to the official. Says Will Aminette traveled before he shot the basketball. To no avail, though. Coach Edwards sees his team go down by 5, 36-31. 4:59 in the third.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to
go
get
away.
Your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
4:30 here on this clock. I'm sure some of you probably heard our technical difficulties there. You know, all in all, Thomas, we do pretty good. We broadcasted a lot of games, and we seldom have trouble.
We have a little brother giving me a text there, said I had a crackle in my mic. So hopefully that fixed it as we reloaded everything. And Jeffrey Spivey,
third three-pointer on the night for Spivey, the sophomore, lighting it up. Clay County does trail by 2, 36-34. Spivey's three-pointer did slow down that run that Piggy County had going. Ashrock on the rebound, had it stolen from him by Will Amonette, who put it back in for two. Pickett County back in front by two possessions, 38-34. We're halfway through the third quarter, and the scoring is starting to heat up now after what was a slow first 4 minutes. Grant Strong with it. Top of the key goes to Eli Smith. He circles back around. Goes to Spivey. Spivey to Silk. Gunner working against Will Amonette. Dishes inside Dashlock in the paint. Spin move. Hook shot good. There's some of those improved post moves you talked about Ashlock having.
He's worked a lot on that.
One possession game. Piggy County with a two-point lead, 38-36. They do have the basketball. Luke Smith with it. Kicks outside to Copeland, who's in the right corner. Strong defends him. Back inside to Smith, defended by Smivey. Luke works in the paint. Walks. Yes. Whistles blow. Turnover.
Official noticed that one.
Alec Kerr checks back into the contest for Eli Smith. As we mentioned earlier, if you're wondering where Mason Sharp's name's at, he is ill. Did not dress tonight. Not sure if he's in the gym. Maybe listening to us here at home. If he is, we hope you are feeling well, Mason, and get back to health quickly. Clay County in front by 2, 38-36. Grant Strong with it. Drives. Right block. Kicks it back out to Silk. Fires the three. No. Rebounded, though, by Spivey. Kept it alive. Ashlock fires the three. Top of the key.
Oh, yeah.
Knocks it down. Clay County in front by 1, 39-38. 2:53 here to play in the third. Pickett County with the ball. Copeland, left wing, goes to Smith, left corner. John Parker Reagan's posted up inside, wanted the ball, but his teammate not willing to give it to him.
Joy watching Gunner Silk and Eli Smith work on Zach Amonette down there. They got their hands up, chest to chest with them, and good defense inside there by Jeffrey Spivey, too.
Give credit to Zach Amonette. He is visibly frustrated. However, he's keeping his cool. That's tough to endure that type of pressure for four quarters.
Well, that runs in his blood. We used to try to guard his dad from inline to inline, Daniel, and it didn't matter. You know, he never got frustrated. He never got mad, and believe me, I tried to make him that way.
Piggy County with the ball off the inbound play. Reagan working there. Shot up. Spivey again on good interior defense. Denied that shot. That shot comes up with loose ball against the Silk. His jumper no good. Rebounded by Smith. Quickly now to Will Amonette. Amonette comes down defending by Kerr. Ball knocked out of bounds by Grant Strong. Nice job getting those long arms out in the passing lane. I guess Grant's got probably an 8-foot wingspan when he stretches out.
He's a long, long kid.
Pickett County with the basketball. 2 minutes to play in the third. Looks like it's Zach Amonette who's working underneath, and a great defensive effort by a host of Bulldogs forces a travel.
Well, Daniel Spivey closing in with Gunner Silk underneath the basket to stop Amonette on the baseline, and then just to make sure, Jake Ashlock comes through and throws it up in the bleachers.
1:50 on this third quarter clock. Alec Kerr with the basketball. Clay County leads by 1, 39-38. Kicks it over to Grant Strong, right wing. He drives, gets in the paint. They're going to say that he was fouled on the floor. Personal foul going to be called against Will Amonette. That is his third. The first player for Piggy County to have three team fouls. Only one foul called against each squad here in this third quarter. Grant Strong with it on the inbound play. Top of the key, working against Smith. He gets around him. Nope, we've got an offensive foul call. Grant Strong called on the charge.
You know, you don't see Coach Evers visibly upset very often, but we're seeing it on the far sideline, Daniel.
What you know, that's curious to me. You've got a 20-year veteran and what looks to be a young official. I think I know who's probably right in that situation. Minute and a half to play in the third. This one's starting to get heated up again. Clay County in front by 1, 39-38. Pete County with the ball. Reagan fires a three. Air ball. Rebounded by Spivey. Gets it to Strong. Strong looking ahead for Kerr. Actually looking ahead for Silk. Silk has in the paint. Laid up good. And he's going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play, folks. And we've got a technical foul called against Grant Strong.
We're
hanging on the rim. Grant Strong came in. His momentum went up. In case Silk missed it, he was going to be there to put it back. His head was up even with the rim, so he grabs a hold of it to save from preventing injury to himself, and they call a technical foul.
Well, not just himself, but other people under him. There's a pile of players. I want to think maybe some on the ground there.
This basket,
you know,
should be good by Silk, I believe, but I'll be honest, I'm pretty ignorant of this stuff in basketball. I don't know what's going to happen.
You got to count the basket, and then the technical appeared to happen after, so Silk will take his free throws, and then they'll come to the other end and take them. But we got to get the points. You know, Coach Edwards is sitting down now because he knows if he stands up, it's probably not going to go well.
So we did have... Okay, so we should be seeing 41, all right?
We should be.
42 now.
Yes.
42 with the free throw. So Gunner Silk hits the layup. That puts Clay County at 41. He gets the end one, completes that three-point play. Now it's 42-38. We're going to see Zach Amonette go to the line to shoot these technical fouls. Now, Coach Watson, that does count as just one foul against Strong?
Yeah.
Okay.
One
so
person.
That's Grant's third personal. I showed them they've got two on the board. I think he has three personals. Amonette's going to knock down both of those technicals. More importantly, Pickett County gets possession of this basketball. Your score, Clay County 42, Pickett County 40 in this heated District 6A showcase battle. Minute 14 to play in the third with Amonette with the basketball defended by Abbott Kerr. Works inside. Great defense by Jeff Spivey. He creates a turnover. Alec Kerr picks up loose ball. Feet's got a seal. He hits the layup. Clay County in front, 44-40. A two-possession lead, believe it or not. This four-point lead, the biggest for Clay County in this contest. 50 seconds left in the third quarter.
Some great defense on this end.
Pickett County with the basketball. Reagan has it out top. Hands off to with Amonette. Kerr right there on him. Back to Reagan. Ashlock on top of him. Now over to Smith. Spivey defends him. Closes in. Smith's going to have to do something with it. Gives it up to Reagan. Pickett County playing for the last shot, guys. Actually, they're going to drive. Kick it back out.
You know, like Coach Watson just said, been great defense from Clay County in this third quarter. As it ticks down, Daniel, close to 10 seconds, it's Reagan versus Ashlock at the top of the key.
Reagan drives, got blocked, shot no good, rebound, Grant Strong, 5 seconds on the clock, crosses the timeline, I'm going to take it himself. Oh, blocking foul call. We're going to have a personal foul, defensive foul called against Zach Amonette, and that's going to be Amonette's third personal. Both Amonette boys have three personals in the contest. John Hamilton comes. He's going to check in for the remaining 2.3 seconds. Jake Ashlock going to get a bit of an extended breather.
No shot on that, I guess.
No shot. Foul on the floor.
You know, we got
to
go.
The Clay County fans wanted to be a shooting foul, but the official maintains it was on the floor.
2 seconds inbounds play, and Hamilton's going to go down the low here. Look for the tilt, maybe, Daniel. Right up to Hamilton.
Kerr works it into Spivey. Gets it to Smith. To Silk. Shots away. No good. They did a lot of passing for 2.2 seconds. We're at the end of the third quarter. 44-40 the score. Clay County in front. By 4.
And we've got
possession. With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Back here in Birdstown, where Clay County has taken a 44-40 lead here in a contentious contest, Daniel. And as this home crowd is kind of calmed down a little bit, but not the visiting crowd. Clay County outscored Pekin County 18-12 in that third quarter. And Gunner Silk scored all five of his points there. Jake Ashlock and Jeff Spivey both have 11. Grant Strong's got 10 for Clay County.
Good balance. Four quarters underway. Clay County with the basketball. Possession arrow is in their favor. Grant Strong, 8-foot jumper's good. Starting to find the mark. Clay County in front, biggest lead of the night, 46-40. Zach Hammonette with it, crosses the timeline. Eli Smith been great tonight, defending him. He hands off to brother Will. Will now defended by Gunner Silk, who's also been great along with Kerr. The Clay County defense, all of them actually have been outstanding. Zach Hammonette having trouble trying to drive against Smith. He can't do it. We've got a foul count. A great job. We have a timeout call by Coach Hammonette. Wise move by the veteran. Clay County's faithful saying, folks, we had the 5-second call before the timeout was called, but we don't get to decide. We're going to break here. 7:19 to play in this one. Clay County in front, 46-40.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here in Burgestown, coming out of this timeout, Coach Hammonette burned one to maintain possession of the basketball. I've not done a good job keeping up with timeouts. I think just Pekin County and Clay County have used one each. Clay County perhaps two. 7:19 to play. 6-point lead for Clay County. Bobcats with the basketball. Hammonette inbounds to Reagan. Reagan's in the top of the key. Personal foul going to be called against number 35. Mark Smith.
That is three that I know of moving screen calls that Eli Smith has called here tonight. I mean, you called those, Daniel. You try to get around that pick. Eli Smith, with his heart and his grit, is really making an impact on this ball.
He certainly has. 7 minutes to play. Grant Strong with it for the black and gold. Top of the key. He's defended by Luke Smith. Strong drives. This is Ashlock. Ashlock shots up. No good. However, a foul called. Ashlock going to go to the line to shoot two. I think the foul will go against Reagan.
You know, under 7 minutes to go in this ball game, Daniel, here tonight, and you know what time it is. This is where normally the two seniors shine, but we just got one tonight. It's Jake Ashlock time. Look for Coach Edwards to go to the paint to him to try to put this one away down the stretch.
I agree. As he knocks down the first of the free throws, misses the second. That foul was on Zach Hammonette. He has four personals. He's on the brink of extinction. With Hammonette with it, hands off to Zach. Zach drives around the screen, dishes off to Reagan, shots up good. That's just a nice play.
It was. Good give and go.
2 points for Pekin County. Clay County does lead by five, though. Grant Strong with it, goes to Ashlock. Tries to do the pick and roll. It's not there. Ashlock has it stolen from him by Reagan. Spivey picks it back off from him, though. Goes to Silk, now to Strong. Strong spins down his baseline. Nice move. Woo! That was a thing of beauty.
Another foul, too.
Strong had it. He spun. He hooked the guy around. He just made a fool out of him. Drove baseline and scored. Pekin County with the ball. Your score now, Clay County 49, Pekin County 42. Shots up by Mark Smith. No good rebound. Ashlock. Jake going to slowly bring it across. 6 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Gunner Silk right corner now. Gives up to Strong. Strong at left wing. Goes to low baseline again. Here he goes. Right block, jump shot. He's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul going to be called against Luke Smith, his second personal of the contest. Actually, third. Correction. PA announcer across the way says it was his third. Strong at line to shoot two. Strong consistently been the leading scorer night in and night out for the Bulldogs. I'm not sure where the tally's at, but now pretty even with some guys. Strong does hit that first free throw.
He's up to 15 with that one, Daniel, to lead the team. Ashlock has 12 points and Spivey 11.
Strong releases the second, misses it. Rebound by Copeland.
We've been terrible at the foul line tonight.
8-point lead for Clay County, biggest of the night. 50-42 the score. Pickett County works inside to Reagan. Now Baker Smith in the paint. Copeland, three-pointer right wing. It's away, no good. Rebounded by Pickett County Smith. He keeps it alive. That's Luke Smith. He's in the paint against Ashlock. Shots up. No good. He is fouled. Jake going to be called only his second personal. Jake not happy with the call, but I agree with the official. Kind of hacked at it a little bit. Luke Smith at the line for two. Hits the first one. Draws his team within seven. Next shot could make it a two-possession, six-point game. And he misses it. Seven-point differential here. Clay County 50, Pickett County 43. 5:20 remaining in the fourth. Grant Strong with it. His pass stolen by Reagan. Pickett County with a very valuable opportunity here to get points. Reagan shot up, no good. Rebound, Ashok. Ashok continues his nice defensive presence down there against Reagan on the post. To his credit, Reagan's played well. He's a lot smaller than Ashok, but he's taking the fight to the big man. Ashok on the offensive end. He's in the paint. He drives. And a foul's going to be called, I think, against John Parker Reagan. If so, that'll be his fourth. Actually, his third. He does pick up his...
It is his fourth.
Ashlock's kind of like a big body tailback, like Derrick Henry or somebody. Give him the ball down the stretch to salt the game away. And you see Coach Evers letting him bring it up the court, keeping it in his hands. If they double him, he's keeping it strong. He's doing a good job, too.
Sure. Ashlock's the guy. He's been there, though. He was there during football. He performed that role there. He's doing it now. He's a three-year starter. He's a senior. You called for him to be the closer, and that's kind of what we're seeing. 51-43 the score. Ashok hit one free throw, missed the second. Pickett County did have a possession there. It actually went out of bounds off of a Bobcat, so Clay County's going to have the opportunity to extend their 8-point lead. 4:30 left in this one. Pickett County 43, Clay County 51. Grant Strong, offensive end, drives, charge. Offensive foul called against him. Fourth personal against Grant Strong, who only has one more. 4:21 on the clock. We
nice,
see.
Nice job by Strong right there. Saw the lane, attacked it. You know, I'm not sure if he got there or not, but it looked like he undercut him to me.
It was a nice move. 4:15 on the clock. 51-43 the score. Clay County's had the upper hand for the last quarter. Reagan with it. Ashlock moving his feet, standing in front of him. They let him take an extra step. He misses his shot, though. Rebound Strong. He's across the timeline.
What a nice
Sets up at left wing. Off. Hands off to Ashlock. Ashlock wanting to fire a three. Decides not to, though. Then gives off to Silk. Under 4 minutes to play. Jeff Spivey with it. Right corner. Inside now to Strong. Strong across court to Smith, who's in the left corner. Inside to Ashlock. Smith cuts. Does not get the ball from Ashlock, though. Ashlock spins into the paint. Jumper's good. Pretty automatic right there.
Yeah, it is.
Almost a hook shot.
10-point lead, Daniel.
Biggest of the night. Three-pointer by Zach Eminent. No good rebound, Ashlock. He hands off to Spivey. Clay County now starting to flex their muscle, starting to settle in, starting to milk some time off the clock. Strong with it. He drives in, wants to add two more. Does not. Goes on the rebound. Put back good.
Way to go, Grant.
3:10 on the clock. Strong's getting dangerously close to 20 on the line. Well, Avenette puts it up, missed it. Rebound again by Ashlock, who's dominating the defensive boards. Eli Smith shot up, no good. Rebound by Zach Avenette. Smith right there, looks like he fouled him, but the officials, they're just, they're back and forth. Sometimes they let them barely touch, sometimes they let them hammer each other. And Zach Avenette scores, and head coach Joseph Avenette wants a full timeout now as his team trails by, what is that, 11 points, I guess. No, they add the points down by 10. 55-45. We'll go to break with 2:49 remaining.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
And we're back, folks. 2:49 on the clock coming out of this full-timeout call by Peke County. Clay County in front by 10, 55-45. This has been a hard-fought contest throughout. We see Alec Kerr back on the floor. Didn't see much of him during that third quarter. Eli Smith sets down. Ashok Denbell gets it to Strong. Peke County trying to use some full-court man pressure, and Strong does beat that. Foul's going to be called against Reagan. That's his fifth. He's done, folks. He's played a good game if it is against him. Yes, he walks to the bench. John Parker Reagan fouls out. I think he's probably a senior. Yep. We did not have classes.
Yeah, everybody tonight.
I believe him and Luke Smith perhaps.
Yeah, Jacob hit about 20 in a row
for Peke County.
And Grant hit 14 or 15 in a row there on the street.
Copeland comes in to alleviate the foul out Reagan. Grant Strong is at the line to shoot at least 1-1. Clay County's in the bonus. It is the front end of a 1-1. Strong hits it, earns the right to shoot the second. Puts his team up by 11 now. Unless Peke County really turns on here, Clay County's going to maintain this lead if things continue
like
the way we've seen them.
Looks like he's got his stroke back on those two.
With Aminette with it, gets it to Copeland. Copeland to Smith. Smith down his baseline. Foul call on Spivey. That's going to be Jeffrey's third personal in the contest. Peke County to inbound from beneath their own goal. That's the sixth team foul against Clay County. The next one we'll see in Peke County to the line for 1-1. Zach Aminette with it, right wing. Kicks it to his brother Will. He fires the three. It's good. And suddenly you see a single-digit deficit again. 9 points the difference right now after that Aminette three-pointer. 2:29 remains. Clay County 57, Peke County 48.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here in Merchtown, 2:29 remains. Clay County in front by 9, 57-48. Technically, it is a three-possession game right now. Clay County looking to extend that. Ashok inbounds, gets it to Smith. He crosses the timeline. Now works to Strong, who's got a lane, and he takes it and hits it. Way up good by Grant Strong. He's adding to his tally, over 20 now on the night. 2:15 in ticket. Peke County with the ball. Luke Smith out at the top of the key. He's defended by Ashlock. Smith wants the drive, goes right block, shots up, no good. He was fouled by Ashlock. Kind of an interesting foul. Ashlock actually kind of turned and had his back to Smith, but they call a foul on him. That is Jake's third. He should be okay. 2 minutes remaining in this one. Two more fouls to burn for him. Luke Smith is behind to shoot two. First one's good. 8-point game. Actually, 10-point. 10-point game now, 59-49. I forgot about Strong's two-pointer a moment ago. Smith hits them both, back to a 9-point game, 59-50. Ashlock inbound, Peke County with full court pressure. Smith catches it dangerously close to an over and back. They did not call that, though. His momentum carried him across the timeline into the backcourt as he caught that shot fast. Silk with it, left wing. Well defended, has to give it up to Smith, who gives it up to Strong. Oh, Silk going to have an easy two-pointer, folks, and he puts it up off the glass. Nice assist by Grant Strong. Smith, or Silk handed off to him. Cut baseline, nobody went with him. A steal by Grant Strong, could be a dunk opportunity for the sophomore. He put it in there, not as strong as it was Tuesday night at Jackson County, but still worth those 2 points. Minute and a half, it remains. Oh, a great defense by Eli Smith. He forces Aminette out of bounds. Aminette wanting a foul. However, Smith's great defense, great
turnover. He came down on him and went out of bounds.
I tell you what, I cast my vote at this moment in time.
A tremendous job on the two Aminette brothers tonight.
Absolutely. I think right now for me, I'm going to say Eli Smith, the player of this contest. He comes in, has played just a minimal substitution role this year. He gets the start. His defense has been suffocating all night, and he's done it with only one personal foul against his credit. Just a great job by the sophomore.
Absolutely.
And all of them's played great. Every Bulldog that has seen the floor has played excellently tonight. Clay County inbounds. Ashlock with it, gets it to Strong across the timeline. He's behind the arc. Circles back out. Clay County may be going to make Pickett County come foul here, and they do. Clay County with what I'm going to call a commanding 13-point lead at this point. Minute 18 left in this one as we see Grant Strong go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Ninth team foul against Pickett County. The next one's going to send Clay County to the line to shoot two each time. We even see some fans start to get up and exit here. They get the feeling this one's over as Strong hits the front end, earns the right to shoot the second. Could put his team up by 15 points, Thomas, and he does. Clay County's biggest lead of the night. Hard-fought game by both squads as the timeout's taken here. Minute 18 remains. Clay County in front by 15, 65-50.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great.
Back here live, minute 18 remains, Pickett County inbounds, Clay County in front by 15. It'll take a miraculous change of events here. His Aminette's jumper's no good, rebound Grant Strong. Strong with it, going to be fouled by Copeland. That's not Copeland, that's Mark Smith. His third personal. This is all but over. Valiant effort by the Bobcats. I don't know how long you continue with this foul stuff.
Yeah, somewhere you kind of throw the towel in and say, guys.
But if Strong knocks even one of these down, we're going to be up by 16 as he hits the first. It was double bonus, so he will shoot two regardless, but he hit the first one anyway. Second one's also good. 17-point lead, biggest of the night for Clay County. And we have exactly 1 minute to play here in Birdstown. Copeland fires a three-pointer, no good. Got his own rebound, put back, good. And Jake Ashot called with a foul. His fourth. Looks like a clean play, but why not? It's fitting for what we've seen tonight.
Well, we just need to keep the clock running. Give them the two.
15-point lead for the Bulldogs. Copeland at the line to try to complete this three-point play. He hits it. 14-point deficit for the Bobcats. Grant Strong with it. Crosses the line. Gets it to Eli Smith. Back to Strong. Pickett County backs off a little bit here. I think they're content to let this one go. Strong's got it right now. 40 seconds remains. He drives. State County just going to do the right thing here, perhaps, and run this timeout. Pickett County kind of forcing this issue. Smith, he's not going to foul, but now they're saying that they're going to back off. Let it be.
Yeah.
A hard fought District 6A win. This is exactly what we expected here in Byrdstown tonight. This tie ball game just makes Clay County and Pickett County better. Both of these squads getting some tournament atmosphere style play tonight in front of a packed house, Coach Watson. And just a good basketball game.
It was absolutely a good basketball game. And these guys are great friends off the court. I mean, if you'll notice, they know each other and they play against each other and with each other. And it's a tough, tough, hard-nailed basketball game that we come out on top.
Final score here in Byrdstown tonight, 67 for Clay County, 53 for Pickett County. Folks, we've got the Farm Bureau postgame show lined up for you. Stay with us after a few ads, and we'll come back and do it.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after work from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle Farm. Farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Farm Bureau postgame show, where we're going to do the Cumberland Exteriors Bulldog wrap-up and go over this game, Coach. What a game this was between Clay County and Pickett County. The final score really doesn't show what it was.
No, this is one of those classic games. It kind of reminds me of going all the way back to Gary Strong and James Trowball against Rob Krause and Jerry Kenshin in the first year I ever coached. And we managed to get them. And, of course, Walt Weaver usually trimmed them. The years that he played every year, basically, binds. He had the best game of his entire career every year against Pickett County. I mean, he was tremendous against
them.
No
better opponent to do it against, and there's no doubt about it. But, you know, it was back and forth game, wasn't it, Daniel? Clay County trailed 18-15 at the end of the first quarter. But they actually trailed by 8 before they went on a 7-0 run, sparked by Eli Smith's three-pointer to get it to a three-point margin at the end of 1. And then a big kind of an even second quarter. And Clay County just outscored Pickett County 11-10. And the Bobcats led 28-26 at halftime. And the roof was about to come off of this place.
It was. I love calling a ball game in that type of atmosphere. I'm sure those folks at home could tell just how excited it was in here.
It was. And then Clay County, you know, their second half team, Coach Evers talks about trying to win the third quarter, especially the first 4 minutes of it, and Clay County did that. They got their first, they grabbed their first lead actually about midway through, took a 39-38 lead on a Jake Ashlock three-pointer, and then it kind of went from there. They stretched it out to 44-40, headed into the fourth quarter, and then Clay County put it away there, outscored the Bobcats 23-13. I talked about Jake Ashlock being the closer. Tonight it was Grant Strong, 17 points in the fourth quarter.
The fourth quarter alone. Wow, what an effort.
He kind of took the load on himself tonight, and he straightened his foul shooting up there toward the end and put it away for us.
He did. And to lead the biggest thing besides offense, Strong finished the game as the leading scorer, of course, but it was the defense of Clay County, led by Eli Smith, getting his first start of this year. I think I could be wrong about that. But anyway, Mason Sharp, the senior sharpshooter, out sick tonight. Eli Smith answered the bell, guys.
He played
absolutely
great. The whole group, Alec Kerr played a lot of minutes, played great. Gunnar Silk was suffocating. We saw Jeff Spivey and Jake Ashlock down on the block. Grant Strong going back and forth between the perimeter and the post. Just a great defensive effort. I know at the end of the day, that's what Coach is going to be the most pleased with, isn't it?
It is. And Zach Aminette did lead Pickett County with 16 points. But if you look at it, he had 10 of those in the first half, guys. Held to 6 points down the stretch. That's pretty good. Will Aminette, his brother, had 15. John Reagan had 9. Slade Copeland, 5. Luke Smith, 6. And Mark Smith, 2 for Pickett County. Strong led the way with 27 tonight. Jake Ashlock had 15. Gunnar Silk, 7. Jeff Spivey made 3 huge three-pointers. A pair of them in that decisive third quarter. Had 11 points tonight. Alec Kerr scored 4. And Smith, the one huge shot there early on to kind of get us rolling. So, again, Clay County put this one away in the fourth quarter for a 67-53 win here. And that wraps up our Cumberland Exteriors Bulldog wrap-up. The folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Offering windows, siding, gutters, roof, metal, and more. Folks, check out Parker Donaldson for everything for the exterior of your home. And stay with us for the TDS Top Performers and the rest of the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your hosts as we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here for the final time in Byrdstown on the Horizon Sports Network. Girls lost tonight, 28-52. Boys won a tough one, 67-53. It is time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's game. We'll start on the girls' side. This was just a tough game for the girls. Honestly, none of them played their typical games. One of them kind of stuck out in particular to me. She ended up being the leading scorer with 10 points and only did it in what was essentially half of a game because she picked up three very questionable personal fouls early and had to sit for a long time, and that was Katie Arms.
Yeah, she and Burchett both picked up those early fouls that really set the tone for the game. And
it did.
I don't think we ever got really organized after that.
I agree.
It was a sloppy game, but, you know, Katie has been playing great this year, guys. She's really took her game to another level.
After and I guess playing, it was Briley's first game back.
It was. After
the injury. Briley's first game back, but back to Katie Arms. You know, she played alongside two of the greats last year, Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms. And, you know, and to take that next step like she has this year, to become that leader, become one of those go-to, you know, people down the stretch, that's what Katie Arms has become. She didn't have the opportunity to really do that in this ball game, but she has all season long.
And I think that was a big factor as they gradually and slowly pulled away from us was her absence from the floor.
I do, too.
We had to, you know, we played a younger, less experienced, less leadership quality girl.
Yeah, she's kind of the glue out there.
She is. You know, Copas is out there. I like to call them the dynamic junior duo. They're so good together. But Katie brings so much to it.
Yeah, Copas is a hurricane out there, but Katie kind of calms things down.
She's the calm in the storm. That's right. So Katie Arms is the TDS top performer on the girls' side tonight. And on the boys' side, this is one of my favorite picks. I know this is only the second broadcast of the season, but anytime you can recognize a selfless, all-out, outstanding individual defensive performance like Eli Smith put out there tonight, I just take great pleasure in that. He started for Mason's Yard. Eli, a sophomore, typically he's been that sixth, even sometimes seventh man off the bench this season. He came in tonight in a hostile environment against one of the conference's best offensive scorers and did just an outstanding job.
He did, Daniel, you know, and it doesn't show up like Grant Strong's 17 fourth quarter points does, you know. Unless we talk about it. It's not in any book anywhere.
Right.
Those three or four offensive fouls he drew, that's not marked up anywhere, is it, coach?
But, you know,
you've got to have it.
You add those 10 points to Amonette's scoring tonight that he kept him from getting.
Right.
And look how close that ball game would have been.
That's exactly right. You know, he only scored one basket. But, Thomas, it was a big one.
It was a big one. Clay County had fallen behind 16-8, if you'll remember, late in
right.
the first quarter, coach. And Smith came out of a Clay County timeout. I'm sure Coach Evers had been kind of digging at him, if I know him, when you fall behind by eight that early. And Smith responded with a huge three-pointer. He's not afraid to shoot the ball, guys. He came in, he said there's going to have to be somebody step up in the absence of Mason Sharp. Eli Smith did that tonight.
And something I like about him, he understands and knows the role Coach Edwards wants him to perform. He's not going out there to be the offensive leader. If he can't add points like he did and spark something, that's great. He didn't force anything on the offensive end. He did his job, did it well. You know, that's a very – when you go out there and play the kind of defense that he did, that turns into a kind of a personal grudge match. We saw Heath Kimes do that a lot last year. Now, Heath, he would sometimes get drugged emotionally into that. Eli kind of withheld that, and he kept his calm, and he played really good.
He did an adequate job on the offensive end. I don't know very many, if any, floor mistakes that he made
that's
tonight.
Right.
And sometimes when he comes in as a sub, he does get a little excited and do that. But I think tonight he stayed pretty calm, made good passes, held his head, and played some, like you said, some heck of defense. It's on M&S tonight.
I know you know it as a coach. When you have a player that maybe haven't had that opportunity, you want him to take advantage of it. And
right.
Eli Smith took advantage of his opportunity to start and play a full ball game tonight.
Coach Edwards now, I know part of the process going through the regular season is finding out who can I depend on. When we get in a big game, who can I play? Well, guess what? Eli Smith checked that one off tonight. Coach Edwards knows he's there. Folks, tonight's TDS Top Performers, of course, were brought to you by TDS Disposal. They were Katie Arms and Eli Smith. TDS Disposal serves all of your waste management needs, and they're proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Well, girls all 28-52. Boys won 67-53. They are in action tomorrow in Lafayette, Tennessee. Girls tip-off is at 1 o'clock, so everybody will have time to go cheer on the black and gold, come home and root for the Titans in their big divisional playoff football game.
We will not be carrying that.
We won't, that's right.
WLIV, I'm pretty sure, is supposed to be there.
They're supposed to be there. They told us they were going to be. That was part of the decision we made in not going. The next time we'll be on there is next Tuesday night. Final thoughts, guys, before we sign off.
Well, I think we've got a bunch of guys out there that are learning their roles on this team, and this team is going to continue to gel and get better as we go along, and they're going to have to.
They're going to be scary good come tournament time. Well, for Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, and until next Tuesday night from Salina against Redbourne Springs, this is the Horizon Sports Network wishing you a good night.